Hey, this is Ross Bain from Roleplaying Punk Radio.
We're playing Slasher Flick, the horror movie role-playing game. It's a book I've had for a while, and I've never gotten around to running until now.
3 years ago.
Yes.
For you.
So, in this game, we are having, which I'm calling the festival, because it's going to be taking place during spring break. South Padre Island.
But it won't all turn into a festival of horror.
Yes, horror at the...
Carcosa and zombies.
Yes.
And everyone dies.
There's a skeptics convention going on at the Luxury Hilton.
Is there?
Yes.
Is there really?
Yes.
I doubt that.
I know
very
your
much.
Schedule about it. We have special player Thad, who's back in town for the first time.
Thad rocks!
Yes.
All of you!
All right,
this is going to be a wonderful recording. You're welcome, audience.
Yes, for Tom screeching.
that's the only way I know to show happiness and affection. I'm
well,
sorry.
Then be unhappy.
Can do!
All right, so as we said in before the horror begins, it is late afternoon in the glorious, glorious South Padre Island. It was perfect weather. Many people are gathered around. The young people are, of course, gathered around the swimming pool for the spring break party in Kegger. All day celebration, loud
all day.
The Beastie Boys are loudly reciting their reinforcing people's rights to party.
Is this like the last two remaining members of the Beastie Boys?
It's a recording. It's a recording.
Okay, good.
It is a recording, not the actual Beastie Boys.
I'm about to be depressed here. It's like
because I want the Beastie Boys to be alive.
Exactly.
If they're trapped on the island, they're not going to make it. Probably.
What?
I'm just saying, it's a tape, all right? It's boomboxes, all right.
Ross, we all know they have escape pods.
At the exact same place, in the conference room, one of the auditoriums of the hotel, there is a skeptics convention going on. People who disbelieve in UFOs, faith healing, seances, astral projection, people taking Twizzlers out of packages very loudly, because that's obviously done by ghosts.
People dropping their pens on the table while I'm talking!
So... we'll just go around the table, and everyone has a primary character and a secondary character. We'll do the primary character, introduce them first. Secondary characters, remember, just because you created the secondary character, other players can take over if you feel it is appropriate. Or you can trade secondary characters, especially if your primary character gets knocked off. So we'll just go left to right. Bill, who is your primary character? What are they doing?
My primary character is Greg Nicholhouse, and he's in town to make a drug deal.
All right.
Because it's the 80s.
And it is spring break, and there's all those college students, and they need their drugs to smoke.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
Because that is how we will refer to all drug consumption, smoking drugs. Next up. So are you at the hotel? I assume you're at the hotel. Probably in a seedy room, waiting for your connection.
Is there a seedy room in this luxury hotel?
I will be later, but right now,
yeah.
I'm driving into town over the causeway in my convertible.
Okay, very good. So you're just enjoying. What could
possibly... Danger zone playing?
Yes, of course it is.
Are you in a zone that is filled with danger? Next up, we have Aaron. As the credits rolling, as the Beastie Boys are playing, everything's good and fine. What could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
Yeah.
I am playing Grigory Kaspakolov, the host of the soon-to-be-on-network television Extraterrestrial Antiquities, a show showing how many different artifacts there are at times. And
now, this is on a local station, right?
Soon to be on network television. We're getting funding and clearance right now.
Right.
The CIA is just on our ass because we're about to release information. But he is at the skeptics convention because he has been ordered by his producers to get a dissenting view, because what brings in viewers better than hotly contested debate?
Okay. All right. Next up, we have Caleb. And who
is
your primary
Caleb.
Character?
I am playing Beatrice Gallery. Leonardo, my father, made me accompany my sister and her boyfriend on spring break to make sure she doesn't get in trouble, but I'm just here for the skeptics convention, because I like making fun of people for their stupid superstitions.
All right, very good.
Especially men, because I hate them.
Very good.
Who doesn't?
Next up, we have Thad.
Yes, Thaddeus and I am playing well-known, wealthy, supernatural horror, formerly mystery writer, Derek Bishop.
Yes, this is part of the Derek Bishop Chronicles.
Yes.
possibly the last one.
Derek Bishop, who is, of course, as charming as he is wealthy, or perhaps as wealthy as he is charming, depending on which developed first. But... yeah, so he, of course, has encountered the supernatural before, so his entourage and he are prepared for shit, but he's really just at the convention because his assistant editor sort of nudged him into writing a non-fiction book about supernatural quote-unquote myths. I figured this might be a good signing and, you know, whatever.
Okay, so I'll say you're already there, and you're ready at the possibly the dealer room where there are other skeptic merchandise is for sale, and you're signing
what
books.
Is skeptic merchandise?
Threads well, that are the definitely 80s, so I guess not from the Shroud of Terror.
UFOs, stupid or evil or both?
Threat or menace?
Yes. Velvet portraits of Carl Sagan.
I refuse to believe superstition, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
Exactly.
Billions and billions.
A terrible thing or the worst thing?
Clippings from James Randi's beard.
So,
priceless.
Then we have David.
Hey, dudes! I'm Ben, middle name in quotes Walker. I'm the quarterback, man. I'm on my way down here because this is going to be an awesome spring break. I've got my Jeep, my beer, my football, my beer, some drugs, beer, light beer that I bought by mistake, beer, vodka, and beer.
All right.
This is going to be awesome!
David gets camera point for that monologue. So, and
that voice.
Yes, and the voice. That was a killer combination. All right, Tom.
Yes, I am playing Simon Tolman.
Yeah.
The British seaplane pilot that works for the hotel.
Okay.
Takes people that can take guests to, like, you know, to a proper view of all the islands and
all right,
the surrounding environs. And eventually, Michael Caine will basically play him in Jaws the Revenge.
There you go. So, and so what is your character? I guess your character's what? That's how we get the cheap aerial shot of the hotel and everything. Production designer! Carlos Argento III!
This is a proper way to view this place!
Yeah.
Never forget!
We've got that B-roll.
The Murto, yes.
And you never want to fly this thing sober.
This is one of those Italian-American productions that's had, like, in English, but, like, there's people who are clearly dubbed. And it's
someone named Carlos Danger.
Yes. there is a Monrico Dynamite.
Oh,
did any of you see the Carlos Danger name generator?
No.
Slate did one. It's pretty awesome. My name is Mariano Dynamite.
Too bad sexting doesn't exist yet.
Yep. Yes, a tragedy. So, anyways, Aaron, well, you'll have the first scene. So you're at the skeptic. Well, actually, you and Derek, you're at the you're both
Hello.
At the skeptic convention part of it.
What's my last name again?
Bishop.
You are both seeing that a huge crowd of a number of convention goers are going to Auditorium B for. Final proof, the unveiling of New Art. It's from both of you heard is supposed to be some sort of big event for the conventions. A archaeologist and noted skeptic, Dr. Austin Broomfield, is unveiling artifacts that are so infamous and supposedly haunted. But he is going to attempt to invoke them to prove that the supernatural does not exist.
Hitler's mustache.
So there's a huge number of people for that. If you want, you can make a brains check to see if you remember something more about that. Now,
does this work?
Yes. This would be if you remember.
Dice.
Yeah, dice. I have extra ones. What are you going to roll?
D8, actually. So.
I'm sorry. What?
What?
Oh, D8.
D8.
Oh, sorry.
You need 4d8s, so there is 4d8, and you're looking for matches.
Yeah, I need also d8s. I'll just wait till he's done.
Yeah, I'll get mine quickly, and then...
So if somebody can get out more d8s, that would be small.
Nothing. So.
All right, you do not know a thing. I have 2d8 right here. Anybody else has another 2d8?
Sevens.
Two sevens? All right.
Sevens.
Now, normally it doesn't matter what number you get as long as you have a match. It's the number of matches you get. However, in certain scenes, kill scenes, if you roll 8, the maximum side of a die, which is called a topper in this game, that does matter. So, because you'll gain or lose additional survival points. If you get 1s, for example, that will suck. If you get... But anyway, so... So you remember that this is supposedly a group of artifacts that were split up.
Well, yeah, because my positive thing here is, no, I've read about this.
Okay, you have. So, yeah, and if you told me that, you could have rolled an extra D8. So,
oh, damn it.
But that's
damn it, Ross.
You still knew about that anyway.
I got a pair of twos.
So. Oh, yeah, you're at the Skeptic Convention, too. So, yeah. So, yeah, you both know that supposedly these, it's called supposed to be called the Bell, the Book, and the Candle. They were supposed to have been split up in the Middle Ages. And one was taken to the New World, one was taken to distant corners of the world, so they could never be reunited. But Dr. Broomfield has reunited them and is going to be invoking them to prove that the supernatural isn't real.
And I'm bringing the camera through there because...
No cameras!
Hey, because
if you want to sneak in a small camera, you don't. Your big video camera won't work because it's the 80s. You don't have a small one. However, if you want to take a handheld camera, you can. But that would be a finesse check to smuggle it in.
Actually, could I use my positive quality of, is that building security to hide it on my person? To get
that's
past
a positive quality. Is that building security?
To hide things.
Yeah, I'll give you a plus one die.
All right. Yes.
So, are you still rolling D8s?
D8s on my finesse, yes.
All right, there, right there.
D10s, that's for sure.
So I get one more on it.
Hey,
yeah, two more D8s right
here.
So pull out, D6s, D10s, and D8s.
A 3-8, so.
All right, very, yeah, you smuggle it in fine.
Super 8 in my coat.
Yeah.
Hey, because I know the supernatural exists... Is there any way I can try to sabotage this guy's invocation before shit goes horribly wrong?
Well, it's a crowded room. There are dozens of people there.
Can I stop the plot?
Yeah, can I stop the entire game, Ross?
I've really decided I don't want to play, but I would like to...
I'm in character now. Derek knows what will happen. Derek knows shit can happen.
Is McCaffrey here?
All right, actually, in that case, you do know the supernatural, so go ahead and give us our first freak out check.
Oh, God.
And that's a minus one because you do know the supernatural.
What does that mean?
You need to make a spirit check with a minus one die. So three dice. What is your spirit?
Six.
So D6. Is, so you roll 3d6 and hope you don't fail. Otherwise, you will run shrieking. No!
Right. He's drunk.
Ones.
Two ones? All right.
No. One.
Okay.
No, yeah.
All right, so you don't freak out, but you are quite alarmed. You do know that the Broomfield has hired bodyguards to protect it because these are rare archaeological evidence. So, anyways, so you all rush into the room.
Can I talk to Dr.
Blackbeard? That would be a spirit or a finesse check to get close enough to him to say something before he gives a speech.
I will do finesse.
Okay.
I will be fast. Like a ninja.
Pushing your way through the crowd?
To force.
Two fours. All right.
Broomfield or Broomfield?
Broomfield.
Oh, Dr. Broomfield. Could you please sign my book? I read Your Faith Is My Joke, and it is, it's just brilliant. It's my favorite, and I'm just really pleased, and I love your work, sir.
I'll give you one genre point for you at the book title. And... I will say, yes, he's... Oh, yes. Well, here, why don't we discuss it later when it's a little more better? Here is my room number. Why don't you come... or come to the cocktail party later tonight. At 10 o'clock at the bar. Or here's my room number. I'll be there after that. So, anyways... yeah, he gives you that. And he signs you. Actually, he puts his room number in the autograph.
All right, is he hitting on me when he does that?
Yeah, I would assume. Yeah, he is.
All right, I check his hands. Is he married?
Give me a brains check to see if you notice anything.
All right.
His hand is in fact made of glass.
Two threes.
Alright, yeah, he doesn't have a wedding ring on, but he does have, there is a noticeable tan line. Where his wedding ring should be.
Ah.
So he took his wedding ring off recently.
I want to look and see, because I know I'm not going to do this before anything happens, because not everything supernatural is real, but supernatural stuff is real. Can I find the fire alarm? Just place myself near it, you know?
There's not one in this room.
Ah.
It's the 80s. Nothing's up to code!
God. Reagan! I'm in Texas! Your building codes have no power here. Yeah.
Damn you.
So, yeah.
All right.
So, anyways, he gives them his brief. Oh, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and those who are advancing the cause of science and knowledge and rationality as we beat back the darkness of myth and superstition. Yes, yes. There's some more nervous laughter. awkward and nervous laughter. I have at great expense spent years finding the book, as you know, from the Argento Codex, the link mentioned in the Argento Codex. They mentioned the bell that was brought here from the old world that was preceding the conquistadors by 50 years, and then so he goes on and on giving the archaeological evidence. He found the candle in Siberia. He found the book in Egypt, and he found the bell in Mexico. So he claims in an Aztec.
Where did he find the candle?
Siberia.
The book done,
but the book clearly describes a process in which to invoke. It is not clearly named, but as the Argento Codex is damaged, and the book does not mention exactly what it is. Only, but we will go ahead and invoke it and prove that this myth that is, superstition that even modern archaeologists have avoided. I've been warned many times not to do this. I've been by others that this is foolish and dangerous, and I was meddling with forces I don't understand. How foolish is that? Even this morning, I said, "Don't invoke the book." How foolish.
Doctor, does that explain the mass of Romanian peasants that have gathered outside the hall today?
Those are the cleaners. I think you're mistaken. them and their incense. I think it's just a new herbal cleaning mechanism. But anyway.
So what exactly is this? What ridiculous superstitious nonsense is this supposed to invoke? And
well, a being of pure darkness and evil that will kill everything within the city. Obviously foolishness and bring a great storm.
I've recently published a book myself, a nonfiction book about various myths, which you can find at my table. But I'm just curious as if the comparative mythology is very fascinating. What exactly did they do to dispel this? What did they supposedly do to dispel this? Because that's very interesting representationally, you know.
That's not important. I'll my own book, which will be coming out this fall, will have all the details.
Do you have the transcripts?
You can pre-order it in the dealer room,
along
with my previous book about religion being a joke.
Well, do you have any preview materials?
Well, yes, we'll invoke it right now.
Oh, fuck.
So he opens the great tome and begins chanting in ancient Latin. And he lights the candle, which looks very old. And then he rings the bell, everyone is just like, there's silence there for a moment, the lights flicker, and then everyone just kind of nervous laughs, so everyone's fine, and then Dr. Broomfield, keels over, he falls down in the middle of the aisle, clutching his heart.
Do the lights flicker, or are they out?
They lights flicker,
okay.
As soon as he rings the bell, yes, they come back on. But after a moment in which every diver's like, see, nothing. And then he falls over. A person rushes over. Oh, no, someone get a doctor. I'm a doctor, a medical doctor. Oh. So they rush to him. Everyone is like, the bodyguards step into action. Everyone out of the room, give Dr. Broomfield air.
I'm actually going to try to get it close to him saying that I'm a doctor using psychobabble mirage.
So, okay.
Is that one of your positives?
That's one of my positives.
Okay. Go ahead.
So would it be a finesse or brains?
Brains.
Okay.
Doctor, why are you checking for his pulse on his chest?
Well, that's where he's breathing.
That's actually diagnosing him, and that will be at a -1 penalty.
Two eights.
Okay.
The cycle flame looks like he can do his
fever. Lungs are in his chest. Where else would you listen for his pulse?
Move aside. I'm a dermatologist. Move aside.
Fever. You loudly.
Did you just say herpetologist?
Dermatologist.
You loudly push to the front and say, "Help him!" He looks, looks quite dead.
Give him air. Get all sorts of.
Get all sorts of air.
Get down. Feel for a pulse, seeing if I can.
All right, brain check -1. You're not a doctor. You don't know what you're doing.
Okay. No.
Okay.
All odd numbers.
You're just in time to hear his death rattle as he suddenly lurches up, grasps at the collar.
Death rattle.
Give me a fright check.
What do I need to roll for that?
The spirit.
Spirit. Okay. D6s.
Okay. Everyone got maxed out their D6s. I see.
Everybody bitched about me doing will checks, although it doesn't matter because I failed it. So.
All right, you are paralyzed with fear as he whispers something to you, but your mind blanks out as you feel his dying breath on your face as he then keels over and dies in front of you.
My UFO export couldn't help.
Invest.
Yeah. All right, so we will end that scene. Meanwhile, at the pool, we have the party. Minutes later, who's at the pool side?
I'm flying still.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're landing by now, so okay. You're landing, getting out. The people are coming in. So, what are you gonna? You're the only one there, or who else is there? And secondary characters.
I'll be there by now.
All right.
Meeting Claudio Turducken's at the pool.
Okay, Claudio Turducken is at the pool. All right. So yeah, there's a crazy poolside party going on. People are yelling and partying,
leaning up against the cyclone fence, smoking a cigarette.
Spring break is awesome.
Okay. I have nothing to look forward to in my life but sports that I
What's
can no
your
longer
character's
play.
Name?
Ben, middle name in quotes, Walker.
Oh, Ben, you're totally righteous. I never expected to see a guy like you here. You're awesome. Why don't you join the service, dude? You sit around,
oh,
you
God.
Don't do anything except get swell, and then you shoot guns. It's badass. Drink.
All right, give me a brawn check to drink.
Okay, can I add my positive quality of bros?
All right, I'll let you do that.
Could I add staying alpha?
Yes.
What am I drinking? Water? Water?
Two fives.
Okay.
You want to sit around and talk about Red Dawn?
Wolverine!
I accidentally hit 56 D6.
Did you get any matches?
I think so. Yes. Claudio's fine.
Okay, so you're both drinking, having a good time. Soon you see, actually, a couple of... Guys,
hey,
and
Jason
carrying somebody covered in a white sheet on a stretcher. They're sort of hustling by the pool as fast as they can.
Dude, I think he's had too many.
Parties for the living!
Who's he? Drink!
Genre points.
Yeah, genre points for both of us.
Oh, the 80s.
So, Tom, as you get back, you're going in there. You see that a storm's coming in. As you're landing.
Bloody hell!
In fact, it, the skies were clear a little while ago. It just seems like it's coming in very fast.
What do you expect on the fucking Gulf? All right, no more flights today. Got to close it up. Fuck. No more tips. Jesus.
Aussies.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you 1 point for the Aussie. Jason, you can have last beer if you want.
Good.
All right.
Are you at the pool too?
That's heading over there with a beer of my own.
Bill, your connection's there. Mm-hmm. He prefers to be called Carlos Danger.
Carlos.
Yeah. Hey, man. What's going on?
By my accent, you know that I am
good.
A drug dealer.
Good. So, are we doing this out here? Are we doing this in a room? Or?
Do you have a room already?
I have a room. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Got all the rooms.
All
right. Yo, Rolls, why aren't you drinking, man? Don't look like you got beer. Here. I got beer.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, we can party later on, you know.
Come on, drink, man. It's not spring break if you're not drinking.
I love this guy.
Look.
We got stuff better than beer, too, later on. Did I?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Green Russians.
Is that like... better beer? Like, that's tall.
Just bring... Alright. I'll tell you what, I'm at. Yeah. We're having a room party. Room 223. Bring money, and you'll have a good time.
Awesome.
Yeah. Alright. So, we're setting up...
Thank God, party. Dad's a venture capitalist.
So...
Hey, you could have made this guy if you wanted to. Come
let's
on.
Hear. So, all right. So you're setting that up. You got back at the Skeptics Convention. They are they, you know, carried him out. You don't know what happened to him, although Aaron knows that he's dead. But Aaron's character just rushes out in a pale hue as he's just...
Oh, God, I touched a dead guy!
Yeah, yeah. And you kind of kept the real doctor from getting close to him, so...
Oh, God, push
the real doctor out of the way.
Yeah, he really...
Oh, my God, the aliens have uploaded a psyche into this UFO, and they're flying up. Oh, my God!
Yeah, all right, that. So, yeah, he's panicking. What are you guys doing?
So, Mr. Bishop, amongst believing in vampires, apparently you also believe in a fantasy world where people want to hear your opinion.
No, Derek doesn't. Derek doesn't publicly believe in vampires.
Didn't you write a book about it?
No, he wrote a book about supernatural mythology throughout the world.
All right, I stick by my originals.
Ah, so you're, and you don't have the ability to distinguish fiction writing from reality. That's rare.
Oh, no, I do. I can distinguish thinly veiled nonfiction writing from reality.
So who's your character again?
Beatrice.
Ah, okay. Well, in that case...
I'm making you my Benedict.
Ah, lovely.
I suppose the character
we'll get married
named Benedict.
All right, so you're sparring.
Do you really think in front of a freshly minted corpse is the correct time to be having this sort of banter?
Well, considering a great mind is now passed from this world... I can only be grateful that instead of his final thoughts, I got to hear you hawking your wares.
My God, you are an unbelievable bitch.
Well, you do know his room, which would have his, you could try and, well, later on, but, you know. You do know his room number, so if you're that ambitious. But anyways, so you continue on. Dinner, it starts getting dark. Your characters start going on for dinner. So we'll just go ahead and see who is going to stumble into our surprise guest first. Player...
The dude at the party said it was, room 3,
well,
3D...
Yeah. Derek is going to try and investigate the dead guy's stuff to figure out what the hell he did.
All right, yes. Well, you don't know the room number. He only gave it to her.
Oh,
yeah,
because
he autographed her book with it. He didn't. He wasn't going to give you that number.
If I knock on enough doors, I might be able to find it.
Yeah, did I see that he wrote his room number?
There'd be a brain check minus one.
All right. Let's see. What is my brains? No, it's 8. I need 2 more D8s. No, wait. I need 1 more D8. No. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
7.
Work it over. Now. I have no idea that he might have been trying to rope her into some
shenanigans. All right, every player roll a d6.
One?
One d6, yes. Okay.
5.
Also 5.
6.
6.
1.
1!
All right.
1.
1,
one,
roll
five,
up
five, and 6, 6.
Okay. 4.
1!
Caleb, pick one of your characters.
Hero.
All right. Why is Hero off by himself?
Her.
Why is she off by herself?
She's looking for Claudio.
Hero
is.
All right. So Hero is off by herself, wandering the depths of this massive hotel.
Claudio.
Oh,
yeah. I can't find the room.
Come on.
Yes.
Claudio.
Yes. No. Yeah.
Caleb's gonna be swimming.
You get one genre point for that. And so we'll just go. But you, you got lost, and you're now in the basement of the hotel. You walk down a stairwell.
Steam.
Yeah, you're just like so. As you do that,
steam and sparks.
Yeah.
You hear
neon.
Claudio, I got a sunburn. I want to go back to the room.
All right. So you're searching.
Who keeps doing that?
How the steam vents go out. It's a poor design that we admit it now, but you know.
Look, Voorhees boilers. They write them a nasty letter.
All right, so make a finesse check.
Oh, I'm not terrible.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Okay. Regular finesse check.
Yes.
Once.
Okay. Do you want to go first, or do you want the killer to go first?
I want to go first, because that means I see the killer first, right?
Yes.
Alright. And then stupidly like, hey, do you know Claudio?
Yeah. Yes, you see a man in the...
You're the weirdest looking waitstaff I've ever seen.
In the corridor ahead of you.
Claudio, why are you wearing that mask?
He's wearing ragged clothing. You smell like damp earth, like he's been digging stuff up or something like that.
Groundskeeper.
And he starts walking towards you. What do you do?
Can you tell me where the rooms are? I'm lost. Hablo inglés?
Oh.
All right. Let's see here. All right. So you do that. The man takes another step. Actually walks to the side. You're like in between the corridor you're in, the corridor the man was in. There's a little room. He goes to a metal closet or opens it up with surprising force, and you can see it's like got tools in there. And he starts like looking through them. You notice his clothes. He's just wearing like long dark clothing that just seems to be like old and filthy, and just like he looks more like a hobo than anything else. He is wearing a hood, so you can't see his face, but he seems to be ignoring you for right now.
Is he carrying a
pocket? Maybe he can't hear you. You should ask him more loudly.
Yeah, I'll give you a genre point.
I know you will.
Are you part of the groundskeeping staff?
All right. So
where are the rooms?
Are you approaching him, or are you just asking him from where you are right now?
No, I can't hear you.
Approach. I swear to God, I will get you deported if you don't help.
All right, watch out, report. The killer...
Racist white girl.
Yeah, takes out a pair of hedge clippers.
No, Gardner's
clearly part of the ground team.
Looks at them, turns, snaps them once or twice.
Points at them and be like, yes, groundskeeping!
Yeah. Then turns towards you, and then, like, opens them up and starts, like, moving towards you slowly. What are you gonna do?
Wait, no, not that!
Are you using Scream Queen?
Yeah, I'm using Scream Queen.
All right, you gain 4 genre points.
Fuck yeah, I do.
Shit.
Good job, hero.
God, you've got a pile of them.
All right. The killer is going to try and trim your hair. Yeah, and most of your head.
You know what I mean.
So, if you want to avoid that, that would be a finesse check.
Okay, I will try that.
So, if you have
No, stumble backwards and fall. Like, right as it closes where your head was.
Oh, yeah. Can I use romantic comedy clumsiness?
Yes!
That's a positive quality?
Yes.
I will give you +1 on your roll for that.
Yeah.
To stumble, and then it closes right where... Or nips a little bit of your hair as you fall.
That's just the bangs.
Oh, not my bangs!
That was the source of all my power!
3 threes.
All right.
Dang.
3 threes.
As I fall backwards under the cut.
Yeah, all right. You fall backwards under the cut. Chunk! Each matching result you roll in a given check increases the total by 1 survival points, and now you have 3 survival.
And that's per character, right?
No, that's just for your
a total survival point pool.
No, survival point is per character.
Yeah, per character. But genre points are per player.
Yeah, per player.
All right.
So you will survive the scene if you get to 8.
All right.
So you duck out of the way, and the killer snaps it shut. And looks down. Then the killer turns and looks towards you and decides to open up again. And so what are you going to do?
I am going to strike the hedge clippers away with my huge purse.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Huge purse. Huge purse quality.
All right.
That's a brawn check, right?
Well, yeah. Please. That would be brawn.
2 sixes.
Okay. Were you rolling d6s?
5d8.
5d8, alright. If you roll the max result on the die, that means something, so...
Oh, no, yeah. It's not crazy.
Alright, so just keep that in mind. Alright, so that's 2 points, so you're up to 5, so you knock it away, or you parry the hedge clippers with that. The hedge clippers tear into the huge purse, but...
That was Versace, you asshole!
Alright, so the killer drops it, and just decides to is going to try and grab your ankle.
Not the ankle grab.
Yeah, that's going to be bad. So
I will.
You're still on the ground.
Back up and kick at his face.
All right, this can be at a -1.
You have heel. No! With your spiky heel shoe,
that's not a quality.
Damn it!
Yeah, that's not a quality.
Stiletto strike.
So what is that?
That's going to be, I would say, Probably finesse too.
All right, so.
Three, but a minus one, yeah. Three.
3d8.
Yeah.
8, 6, 7. Nope, no match.
All right, so no matches. Let's see here. All right, you reduce. You made no matches. Did you get any ones?
No.
All right.
6, 7, 8.
All right, you lose one survival point as the killer grabs onto your ankle and starts dragging you back towards the utility closet.
What does spirit do?
Spirit is for willpower. Okay, you need to make a spirit check. You're being attacked.
If he gets you to that room, there's going to be some after-school special stuff going on in there. Yeah. So you don't want that.
Can I put chase? Chased is my positive, probably.
Chase. Well, you're not being chased yet. Well, I mean,
no, chase is like sexually pure.
If you make a plea for your life, if you make your fear check.
Okay, I got 2 sixes for my fear check.
All right, so you're not.
Does that add to survival points or just
no? It is not.
Yeah, okay.
Chase.
It just means
she survives. Then Derek's totally gonna try to hit that.
If you freak out, then you're like, I take.
Don't worry, young lady. I'm an expert.
You don't want an intellectual equal in Beatrice.
All right. Anyway, she's dragging you to the utility shed. Or to the utility shed,
like
where the other tools are. So what are you going to do?
I will... So the remnants of my purse are on the floor?
Yes.
I will reach for my mace.
Okay. All right, that would be an average check. No quality, no bonus.
For what?
I will say that's finesse as well.
Finesse.
Now, when you say reach for your mace, are we talking...
can I use huge purse for that? Because it was in my huge purse.
No, because it's near.
No, that would actually give you. I think that would give you a.
It could give you a penalty because you have so much shit in there.
Nope,
I missed it.
All right, so that's another D3. So you reach. That's 3. So
So down to 1.
All right, down to 1. If you go below 0, you're dead.
So 0 is not dead, but minus 1 is.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you start at 0 for secondary characters, it would, you know.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so he drags you to the shed. He's holding on your ankle. You try and reach a mace, but it just skips out of hand. And you can see he's going through the shed looking for another weapon. So
I will use brawn to try and break free.
All right.
You masher!
3 5s.
All right, that's shit. 3 points. So you get that. Now, remember, you can bring in other characters. I will say any other secondary characters who might have gotten lost might hear that.
Brittany, the pool's not this way. What do you mean the pool's not this way? The pool was over here.
I could be also hiding because of my traumatic experience.
Not in the basement.
Not your main dude.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so yeah, the two Brittanys, you're hearing some sort of scuffle from coming ahead.
I didn't pull anybody in.
I know.
They can totally come in, but that's fine.
So... You're doing that, so you make that, so you break free. You lose your shoe, though. so you now you're on 1 foot, but you get back, scramble up to your feet. This time the killer pulls out a machete, because that's it. It's a gardening tool shed. So the killer's obviously going to just try and reach out and strike you, because you just got up on your feet, and I assume you're going
to
try and
run. To run.
Yes.
Nope.
Okay. Well, how many are you down to? Or, well, you gained 3 back.
Yeah, I gained 3 back.
All right, so you lose 2.
Oof. Yeah. I'm not getting to 8 anytime soon.
Yeah. You two, you hear the screaming and scuffling coming up ahead from the basement, and you're lost. So you don't know what's going on. What are the two Brittanys going to do? Actually, someone else can play one of the other Brittanys.
Somebody else can be bubbly and perky. All
right.
Brittany, there's something going on down there. Maybe they know where the pool is. Why don't we go ask them?
Do you think so, Brittany? Do you think the service staff will be that helpful here? They've been kind of off to us for the entire weekend. I think it's because you called that one girl mulatto.
All of the white girls are racist.
I'll give Aaron a point for that.
Yeah, I think that... I thought that was a compliment.
I like how they're both doing both of them.
Yeah.
Brittany's are a high-minded creature. Did you know that?
It's spreading.
We are Valley Girl.
All right, so what are the two of you going to do? You're going to rush up to the source of the sound?
So maybe they know where it's at.
They got to go. I mean, look, there's somebody down there. Pablo! Pablo! Donde esta swimming pool?
It's okay. Called El Baño, you dits.
All right, here's what happens. Caleb, you start running, but the killer is catching, slashes at your back. You could feel it. You're like, ah! Yeah, exactly. And then you start running up the corner. You see two blonde girls in swimming outfits.
Hey, they're not both blonde. She's platinum blonde, and I'm honey wheat.
Okay. All right.
Damn it.
There gets a point for that. Jesus. Point for that. And behind them is some sort of man. You can't make him out in the corridor. So he is obviously
going. Well,
you could
make it out with him, but yeah, he's probably not your type.
He is some sort of hooded figure. So anyway, I assume you're still running, or you're going to
flailing probably. Yeah. Also.
All right, the killer starts running down the corridor. He picks up his machete.
I'm trying to hold up my top.
Both Brittany,
when he cut my back.
Yeah, both of you need to give me freak out checks because there's a man with a blood.
That's what I use for other Brittany.
He hasn't killed anyone with it yet.
D8s.
D8s. Okay.
All of the Britneys have got finesse and spirit.
There's two D8s. I don't know where you need those.
Iron will Britneys.
Two fives.
Okay. Two ones.
Okay, well...
Oh, Britneys.
No, they... Let's see here. No, they still match, so they don't...
Okay.
Wait, secondary characters, each one roll cancels out a matching result.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, if the check generates all ones, the killing scene. So both of you...
Did I just negate both of our rolls?
No, you. It's per character. So do either of you have Scream Queen?
Yes.
All right. Does Aaron's Brittany have a Scream Queen as well?
That depends. Which Brittany do you want? We'll figure it out randomly. Do you want Brittany Lynn, Brittany Ann, or Brittany Amber?
Brittany Amber.
Brittany Amber?
Brittany
no.
All right.
You got to play it a little bit more ditzy, though.
Yeah, I mean, clearly you're...
All right. So all three of you are running from the killer, but you two are panicked. So you have a minus one penalty to your finesse checks.
Okay.
So all three of you make your finesse checks. Caleb, if you push them in front of the killer, in front of you, you'll gain a plus one to your die roll.
D6s.
No, she's
full
last. Okay, finesse.
Okay. All
right.
Holy shit. Three fours.
Okay.
Two threes?
Okay. Nothing. All right. Aaron,
going down.
Aaron started at zero, and so he didn't make any matches, so he goes to negative two.
Dang.
And Brittany Amber is the first victim as...
Brittany! No!
As you two start running down the hallway, you just burn down.
How did
you
die?
I'm
not a
murderer. They did
Kappa Gamma. Yeah, you really got to describe the violence.
All right. So,
directed, director.
Okay. All right, so.
She does have the...
Come on, Toby Hooper, let's go.
Wait a minute. All right. She does have the special quality of super glued one piece, so no matter what happens, the swimsuit is going to stay in perfect place.
Okay.
So just so you know.
All right, so let's... a hero just bolts down like running track because she's
in one shoe.
Yeah, in one shoe.
Oddly enough.
With so much bouncing.
Yeah, so much bouncing. But then David's Brittany screams like a scream queen. But then watches is horrified when Brittany Amber is impaled directly through the chest.
No, Brittany, not your boob
job! Blood sprays all over Brittany. Brittany Ann. So she's scream queen. All right, so did you get up to eight?
I'm up to four now.
Okay, you're up to four. All right, I will say that we'll end after this round. So as long as you have a positive result, you will be fine.
Three fours, so...
Yeah. All right, so, well, no, one more round, one more check. So, well, for you, actually, you're fine, because you get out of the way. So, for you, Brittany...
Oh, so I'm out?
Yeah, you're all out.
Brittany.
Peace out,
Brittany.
Yeah, all
we
right.
You.
All right, no. Thanks a lot. You need to make one more check to get away before the killer can pull his machete out.
Finesse?
Can yes. I come back a zombie, Brittany?
No.
Only time will tell.
Anything?
No matches.
No matches. All right. So Brittany,
you're paralyzed, screaming.
Loses two survival. Does that bring you down to negative?
That depends. How many did I get for rolling three fours on the last one?
You got three.
So that means I am down to one.
All right, you have one. All right, so Brittany stumbles away, closes the door behind her, leaving her friend dead as the
Oh, my God. That gardener's got to be illegal.
All right, we're not going to I'm not going to keep rewarding racism, Karen. Just for the record, there's only so far you can go.
We have other sins to be punished.
Exactly. That's got to be like a book cover quote for something. I'm not going to keep rewarding racism. Ross Payne.
That's like the RPVR Chronicles right there.
Oh, my God.
All right, so...
The keep is the important part of that sentence.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was racist before it was cool.
Goddamn hipsters.
We're BC, or we're BH right now, before hipsters. All right?
David gets one genre point for Brittany surviving. One of the Brittany surviving. All right, so... and you get one. Yeah. You had a ton already, so yeah, for that.
Well, I'm a good role player, Ross.
All right. So, it's dinner time right now. The hotel employees are eating. The skeptics are at the
menu.
Also at the hotel bar and grill, eating. The college students are partying. The storm is coming in, so they're confined to the hotel.
Bruce!
Because it's starting to pour. It's starting to get pretty bad out there.
Funny that everyone, the entire economy of this place is entirely based on the drunkenness of fucking teenagers.
Hey, look at the rain. I mean, we could have a kick-ass wet t-shirt contest.
Yes,
yes,
mate. Yes, it's raining.
Man, your accent's crazy. We saved your ass in World War II, dude.
Nah, but they saved ours in World War III.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Buy him a beer.
Want a beer?
All right, Bill, you've been already made your deal with Carlos.
Oh, I have?
Yeah. That's just because Carlos is already setting up for the house party or for the room party.
Okay.
So he's encouraging you.
You're
to go
forcing
and tell
us into the room.
To go to room 223. To go, smoke drugs or whatever.
I do that.
So you can do whatever you want, but you're stuck here for the night. It looks like
because I love the land of new cities with treasure.
So you at this point, one of the Brittany, where is Hero going? When she
straight to Claudio.
All right,
with her bloody machete back.
All right. So Hero rushes into the bar and grill, collapses in Claudio's arms, I assume. Yeah, so, Claudio, what does Claudio do?
Well, he's going to play Hero. Why play Hero or Claudio? I don't want to talk to myself.
I want you to talk to yourself.
Bill will play that. Okay. So, cause
which Bill, one?
Yeah, the one who just got
the shame. Bill. I'm versatile.
Beat Claudio Trabucken.
Yeah, I think
Claudio
I will.
Claudio Trabucken.
Claudio, this horrible man.
Face punching.
Where's my protein?
Yeah, you found some.
Oi, gentlemen, please look. This is not the time to freak out. Obviously, we got a problem here.
Yeah, we got a problem. There's a face unpunched.
All right, so let's split. So let's split up.
Yes.
Yes! That is the best idea!
Welcome back for more ground!
Jason, you can play one of the secondary characters if you want.
Yeah, we still like doing things left.
There's a lot here.
Alright. Now, remember, part of this game is that the killer is basically invulnerable until a certain number of characters have died. So,
yeah. Remember? I think this is the first time you've told us that.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever. Now you know. All right, so could you on? Tell me what you guys are going
to
do.
All right, let's split up. And there's a lot of ground to cover. I was like, hey, where was this? Where was this fucker sighted?
It was down in the basement. He killed this girl with blonde hair. It was nice. Right. It wasn't as nice as mine. All right, okay.
All right. The other Brittany is still lost.
in time and space.
Yeah, she's not sure enough to barn girl, but anyways.
So. I need to go find Beatrice. We have to get out of here.
No, you're right.
Yeah, we'll find her.
And I have to change.
Here we go.
Wait a minute. Who's
give her my jacket.
Is she hot?
There you go. There you go. After I run the cell, there you go.
Is anyone going to first aid the poor woman? That would be a first brains check. There is a first aid
check. I'm
actually. Okay.
I'm going to be going to school on a sports scholarship.
Yeah. And,
all right. Claudio has war veteran in his positive quality.
What?
Yeah. He can do that.
He can roll 5 details.
Because he's still stupid as fuck.
But okay, so here's what's going to happen. What might happen. Greg's going to come over and be like, all right, I can help you with that, but first, here, have some of this for the pain.
What is it?
Hmm? It's cocaine. It's the 80s.
No, I would never do such a thing.
I'm sorry, I'm an aspirin.
What kind of girl do you think I am?
Claudia would probably be pissed at this. You do that for me, cocaine. Fight with yourself.
Yeah, you can switch characters.
Hey, okay. Hey, that's like, hey, jerkwad. Dude, were you holding that the whole time? Dude! Uncool.
Why aren't you sharing with the group?
God. The fact that these can be controlled by different players is a really bad thing for this group.
For this many players, yeah.
Oh my god, this is like the narrator power and Don't Rest Your Head. We're all hijacked.
We're open for business over here. It's one money unit.
All right, go ahead and make your brains check.
Are you kidding me? That's going to rot your brain and your body. You're going to come out
eights.
All right.
To first aid.
She is, you stitch up the wounds perfectly. She's still, it still hurts. Yeah.
That looked bad. Here, Chick, you want a beer?
No. Father would kill me.
All right.
Father is the guy with the machete?
Aspirin? All right, so Tom, you're organizing search party, right?
This basement is fucking huge, so Gus, let's cover more ground.
All right.
Hero's leaving to go find me.
Yeah. All right. So
and put on a top.
Okay. So you're going to the Skeptics Convention. Who's going with Tom to search the basement?
Face punching.
All right. So yeah.
You'll do. Yeah, you come with me.
Okay. And then who else?
Claudio.
Bros.
Fine. Bobby Joe Bob McElroy has been over drinking at the bar because now he's stuck here and can't make his delivery in Dallas. Yeah.
Bobby Joe Bob. I like it.
It's a legacy character.
It's good.
All right. Since Jason's here, he can play one of the new. He can play one of the secondary characters.
Claudio.
Sure. Actually, he needs to play for Claudio. Yeah. So.
Here, Claudio, you're ducking.
All right.
You have no idea.
Okay, so the search party goes off, and they'll be doing that. So, Hero is going to search for Beatrice. By this time, you've recovered. You're in your room.
Actually, yeah, I've gone to my room. I've taken the tape. I have. It's like I have a Betamax.
Okay,
'80s. So. Yeah. A Betamax recorder, put it in. I'm going over the footage thoroughly because I have to see what took.
You had a still camera. You didn't have a...
Yeah, you'd have to develop them chemically.
No, I say...
Oh, no, he's in a dark room
he has
by
a dark
himself developing right. film.
Yes. God damn
you! Yes! All right, start working on your dark room stuff.
I hate you so
yeah.
I think that gets a genre point for that.
Both of them get it for that for suggesting it and for Aaron for going through with it. All right. So, Aaron, you give me a brains check with a plus one.
I really hope the red light starts flickering.
you guys had me dangling like warm on a hook, 100 feet below First Avenue.
Yeah.
That's the river of slime.
There's also a huge surge in the cockroach breeding.
Beatrice is going to...
Not the cockroaches you got to worry about.
Okay.
The subway routes. These beavers.
Okay, so you're developing the film. You'll have some pretty shortly. Derek, what is Derek Bishop going to be doing?
Derek's trying to find somebody connected with the dead guy so he can worm his way into his room or belongings.
I'm skipping away to go to his room. So all right, so he would have a chance to see me.
Yeah, give me a brain check, plus one.
All right.
Because that's what you're looking for.
I'm going to go through his stuff because that's what you're looking
Brain check, eight. I need another eight.
I have to get his posthumous work.
Sixes! Oops.
All right, you see Beatrice.
What's she doing?
Yeah, and you can tail her. It's a hotel.
Jenkins, Baxter, come on.
Okay, you're going.
What's up?
Yes, sir.
So
Baxter's a Russian woman.
You lose a genre point for bringing sensible backup.
Yes, well, master.
Yeah, because Derek's crazy paranoid now.
Yes, master.
Should
right,
we bring
so
the big guns out with the small ones suffice?
Beatrice gets
they
to the
door.
They
will not accept a massive arsenal in this place.
Beatrice gets to the door. It's locked,
this is
of course.
Florida.
It's a hotel door.
I use brains plus resourceful to pick it.
Even okay. more so.
I like spy novels, apparently.
Okay.
I'm a voracious reader. Also kind of a bitch.
Bobby pin. You would use a bobby pin then.
Yeah, that's nice.
Also, okay, you guys split up and cover both ends of the hallway.
Three
fives. I'm going to see what this okay. lady's up to.
You go this way. I'll go home.
You see her pick the lock of the hotel room door.
Okay, then I'm going to wander smoothly up behind her and be like, just not say anything, just watch her casually.
Okay, you open the door, and then you step back, and you feel someone's behind you. Like, you literally, like,
you feel someone's behind.
Yeah, like, you step into someone's...
I throw an elbow.
All right. That's a brawn check to see if you can deck him, knock him out.
I assume you, finesse would be...
You, finesse would oppose it.
Actually, can David and I play the butler and the guard? With...
No, I thought, Derek, didn't you tell him to go off?
Two fours.
Yeah, I told them to cover the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're off to the sides. Okay. All right. So you get decked in the face.
Oh!
You're not
it
knocked
sounds
out,
sounds like the monster got a smack.
Just like the
so, Beatrice. All right, what are you guys
What are you doing here?
Well, I was seeing if you needed help with your key, but apparently you didn't actually have one.
I'm trying to recover his work so that they may be published.
Oh, yes, because...
Before someone like you does it and adds in dragons or fairies or whatever you plan on doing.
No, as long as you pass it through a few editors first. I read his first book.
Yes. I believe the monster's next
it
book
was
is
passionate but flawed.
Yeah, that's a professional way of putting it.
Okay.
You get along well in networking circles. Come on, I go in first.
I don't remember inviting you on this break.
That's easy to be a point.
Okay,
I'll
so
have them all.
I assume the two of you go in and start snooping around.
Yes.
All right. Ooh, this is a Derek Bishop kind of party.
Yeah. All right. So meanwhile, back in the basement,
no,
we have
first like we're going to the kitchen first.
Okay.
No, so there. She's like, no. There won't. No, I cannot tolerate unauthorized people in my kitchen. What, sir? What are you doing? What are you doing, sir?
Filling up my flask.
Like, well, that's not the way we do this here. There are procedures. There are rules. Why is my kitchen being invaded?
Joint.
So, yeah, you should totally hit that. That's primo.
Look, we just need to borrow some party favors, right? I've got some nasty shit going down in the basement. We've got to deal with it.
Got a floating accent, also.
Yeah.
No, he's switching between these two characters.
Oh, okay.
Tom's talking to himself.
Ah, yeah.
Role playing. You're there too, Jason, as your audience there.
I missed you.
Joint. Anybody?
Oh, I'm Benny.
Hi, Benny, that's great. That's great. You know,
I'll take a
hit. Oh, yeah. Meat tenderizer. Here, try that out. Any problems come by, you just...
You gotta hold it in. That looks like a hammer, man.
It's like, oh, so yeah, it tenderizes. So I want you to tenderize the face of anyone that's causing trouble, right? It's like, all right, I'm going to borrow that knife right there. It's like, yes, please, just go steal all of my things. All right,
I'm going to make a big sandwich.
No, unless you're an employee, like, you need me, go, shoot.
Alpha 7 for an alpha, bro.
Bros!
So,
bros!
Look down.
Bros.
All right. Basement's this way. Let's go solve this fucking problem.
All right, so the four of you go down there, into the basement. And you find, it doesn't take very long to find a very large, blood trail, just going down into the darkness. Of
like,
the,
for a blood trail.
Yeah.
Weirdly large.
Wait, like, was she an anime character?
Yeah, just like, the hallway is just covered with blood, and just being drag marks.
All right, look, I think she might be hurt.
I give Tom a point for that.
Are you sure, man?
Positive. I've seen this before. I mean, maybe not in this quantity, quite so, but anyway, alright.
It's clear that nobody said, like,
not really in this quantity, or this shape, or for this length, but I've seen this before.
So, alright.
There's like three people.
Oh, crikey!
Alright. Alright, we got like, kind of like a four-way.
Yeah.
You take left, you take right, and you and me will go on ahead.
Okay, wait, are we the circles or the X's, man?
No, man. You're the tenderizer, that's what you are.
But I only move with the circles or the X's.
I'll tell you what,
I'm the quarterback.
Start calling him coach.
Alright, here's what you gotta do, alright? I want you to go jump right down there. You don't know where your receiver is. You've got to find it.
Right.
So you've got to go this way. You've got to look. You got to look for your
target. Tell him to go along. Tell him to go along.
You're Australian. You have no idea what he's talking about.
If you mention football...
Australian rules football.
Mention something about a rugby scrum.
That's dirty.
It sounds dirty. Well, there's a bunch of dudes all locked together.
So all you got to remember, you got to find the guy. It's probably covered in red. You know, you'll see him. Once you get there... I want you to smash his natchez off, all
right?
Right. All right, let's go.
We got this. What's the natcher?
Testicles.
There's a little fur critter about this big.
All right. This new
he's
got to
be carrying a natcher.
Someone needs to die soon.
Yes, all four characters in the basement need to make a brains check to see if they notice they're being watched. With a minus one penalty.
I know what kind of brain okay.
So I need to know exactly where I am.
It's being
quiet
watched.
Brains. You roll okay. 4d10.
Yeah.
Stupid shit. Actually, you roll 3d10s.
Hey,
you're Ethan's.
Rolling what? Three dice, I still got three twos.
They took
two fives.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
No, I got nothing.
He got nothing and a one.
Okay. All right. So Jason.
I also got a one.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll go with Jason first. He's secondary character.
Claudio Turducken.
Claudio Turducken is going watch the blood trail. Actually, split. He's the one following the blood trail, and it stops in a room that looks like the laundry room. They have like these industrial laundry machines to clean all the sheets for the hotel. And some of them are running. It's making a lot of noise.
They're an off-balance load going, ka-kang, ka-kang, ka-kang.
Well, I gotta check it out.
Yeah, you check it out.
My brain
please
check.
Tell me there's also like a light flickering.
Huh, what
there is a light flickering, yes. All right, so you
rest,
check it. Game one genre more. Point for that.
Yay!
So you do that. But then as you're looking in there, you can see something like, there's something solid rolling around in there. So now just close
the door.
Well, they just left their laundry down here.
All right.
I mean,
so
there's.
Are you
going to
reach? What are you
going to
do?
What the hell? Oh,
no, so, I'm the hick. You're the alpha.
He's the hick. You're alpha male.
Dude, I just stepped on your territory.
One road rule.
Like totally.
All right. So what are you going to do, Jason?
I'm opening it up, looking at it.
I want you open it up. Are you reaching
inside? I want
there
to just be an off-balance load of laundry in there, and the body falls inside.
All right, you reach it out. You feel hair. It's really gross and wet. As you pull it out, it's a human head. Give me a freak out check, which is your spirit.
Corks in an industrial dryer.
I got a 10 and a 1.
10, 5, 7, and 1.
All right.
Nothing!
Oh my god!
All right. You turn around.
Just like the gypsy woman said.
Again with races. All right. So,
it's just my fault.
You gotta stop rewarding that, Ross.
I didn't.
You know what you did.
He just acknowledged it.
All right.
Acknowledgement is its own reward.
You turn around and you see a man in a hooded figure holding a machete.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a man, Ross. It would be sexist.
Well, it's tall. He's a very, very tall figure.
She could be Amazon.
You're
still gripping the head.
You're still gripping the head.
Using this as a weapon.
I'm launching the head.
All right, so you need to make a finesse. This is the beginning of the kill scene. All right.
Wait. You need to drop the head and it rolls to the feet of the killer.
All right, the other three of you hear the screaming of Claudia. Claudia,
by the way, where is other Brittany who was
there? Cinematography.
She escaped the basement, but she is somewhere in the hotel.
Okay.
She didn't get to the bar and grill.
Just making sure.
You can
dude! What about Bros is in trouble? Bros!
Alright, so if you're running towards this room,
hold up there!
That's a finesse check.
Alright, so for you, so if you three are running towards it, you need to make a finesse check there to get there in time.
Can I see some eights?
The Twizzlers are fucking
tenacious. Yeah. Nope.
They don't want to go where they know they're going to go.
They fight.
Nope.
All right.
Okay, that's three sixes.
Okay.
You're on eights.
Okay. And Tom, were you running?
I was, but I didn't get anything.
Okay. Bro. All right, so you're the only one who gets there in time to see the machete being slowly driven through the severed head into Jason as Claudio as he's terrified. Jason, Claudio.
I still need that.
You get, what are you going to do? You're paralyzed with fear, and then you notice that the figure is slowly driving the machete through the severed head towards you. So it takes you seconds to realize it.
That must be a really sharp machete.
It is. What are you going to do?
Long bomb.
First, give me a freak out check.
Okay, that's...
Spirit.
Wait, are you going to
minus
throw
one.
The tenderize?
You left.
Hammer
that's
left.
That's about it for your skills.
Yeah. Sevens.
Okay, so you're not immediately freaking out, so you can act. So this is the a kill scene.
Well, it's going through the head.
Yeah.
How about I, like, lift up the head and then just kick at the guy? I don't know.
Okay, so
you got a switchblade and a gun as well. So.
Oh.
You're someone.
Yeah.
Actually, using my positive quality of quarterback to lob the beer bottle at him.
Okay, you can do that.
Just see if I can throw a perfect spiral
so
to the
beer.
So
you're kicking, I guess it's just...
Well, okay. Now let's just knock him over. Like, just try and push the head. All
right, that would be a brawn check.
Can he get a plus dice for totally lifts?
He does not have a penalty for it. The killer is very strong.
Okay.
Two threes.
Hold on. All right.
So you roll 46.
Okay.
First, let's see if Jason doesn't die.
Two fours.
All right. So you gain two survival points from zero. So good job. All right, so that's the first round. You throw the beer bottle. You don't get anything. However, you help. You threw the beer bottle at him, and it had no effect. It just kind of, it just kind of, like,
no.
It seemed to dent his head, but then it filled back out, which was weird. But you don't, you can't really see what's under the clothing, the robes of this freak. So,
dude, step away from my bro.
Dude, that is a genre line. Right,
that's
there.
Pretty good.
Okay. All right, so Jason, you lifted it up and pushed it to the side. So
I'm trying to knock him over.
All right, well, you pushed it out of the side. He pushes back. He's very, whoever this guy is, very, very strong. So you don't knock him over, but you push the blade away. So the severed head is still impaled on the machete, but the edge of the blade is still out. So it's about halfway through. So, all right, second round. You two, if you're chasing after them, you will get there next round. So you're just running towards the sound. You two, what are you going to do?
It's go time, man.
All right, you're going to attack. All right, so you're both going to attack.
Go time, bro.
The killer is...
Claudio don't run from the fight, man. Come on.
Okay.
You gotta shoot this guy.
All right. He is going to try and cut you with the sword, with the machete.
Man, don't make me cut.
So go ahead and both roll. So that would be a brawn check.
Those are bad.
Can I use my positive bros?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
So are you shooting him?
Yeah.
That'd be finesse. Okay.
Another?
Pair of twos.
Okay, pair of twos.
48.
Okay.
Unless you get a bonus from the gun.
2 8s.
All right. Both you gain 2 8, so you start attacking the killer.
You were rolling 8s and you got 2 8s?
Yeah.
You
got max.
Oh, yeah, on 8s? All right.
So,
that is an additional D3 survival point. So that gives you an additional 1.
Woo!
Well, here are these here you guys want them.
Let's see here.
Yes, I will.
T. Caleb's doing great.
Go down,
go T. Caleb.
Take him out.
Woo!
I'm going to do
the two Britneys.
Yeah, I get the other Britney.
All right, so you two get there. So you're just wailing on it and shooting at him, right? All right, so the killer is trying to attack, but you're ducking and weaving, and you're putting holes in him.
Bro! You're going to get tenderized.
All right, so you two show up. And you see this guy, they're fighting this guy with a big-ass machete with an impaled head on it, and they're putting holes into him and beating him up with a meat tenderizer. Both of you give me freak-out checks. Holy shit, severed head.
Russian gym.
How many dice you roll?
Former.
Your spirit dice.
I know, but how many?
Four.
Can I get a dice. Bonus for consume alcohol?
Yeah,
I'm so
I told
drunk
that
to this. The
two ones.
All right.
The current season.
Here's
the
present.
So
you're totally drunk?
You know,
yeah.
All right, yeah. You can get that for liquid courage.
Go through all the online.
Current season's pretty
fours. Okay. Fours. All right, so you're both... so everyone can declare. What are you going to do?
Mom told me about things like this.
All right, so you're attacking.
Stabbing in the back.
All right.
I'm going to pull out my butterfly knife.
Okay, attacking. All right, that brawn checks. Are you two still attacking as well?
Yeah, that British dude said to hit him in the nadgers. I don't know where the nadgers are, so I'm just going to keep hitting them until I find them.
Okay, that needs a genre point.
Okay.
I have beating.
Okay. That his strength cancels out that, so you don't have a penalty.
We shoot this motherfucker again.
Where's the beam?
I think shooting him and not killing him would probably cost a check.
Two sevens.
I got double ones. Does that just cancel itself out?
You're second or a primary character?
Secondary.
You are secondary. If a check generates all ones, kill scene immediately ends unfavorably for that killer. So each one roll cancels out a matching result. So the other secondary character. Each one roll cancels out a matching result. The check generates four matching toppers. The kill scene immediately ends favorably for the character. If the check generates all ones, the kill scene immediately ends unfavorable for the character. So,
that's you.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so what were you... all right, so...
He got sevens.
I got three ones, but I'm a primary.
Okay, yeah. Three ones for the primary. Was that your... But that wasn't all your dice, though, right?
Oh, no, I still had a four and a five.
Okay, here's what happens. All of you charge in and attack the killer. And you think you got it when the hood flips back. And all you see, it apparently is a worm-ridden skull. Like, the entire thing seems to be made of worms. And it just explodes. A cascade of worms. And you can feel them all crawling on your flesh. And in your case, burrowing in.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Start screaming.
Oh, man.
So, there's nadgers all over me, man.
Fright checks at a minus one for everyone. And
about me?
You are quite dead. You are being eaten alive from the inside out. You start screaming and right. They're inside me! Oh,
I got straight!
You are.
That means you panic and do nothing.
Yeah, you panic, you run out, screaming.
Oh my god!
I got a four.
You got two fours?
You flail uselessly.
All right.
Very well.
Two sevens.
All right, so you manage, you rush out.
What a straight means.
Anyway.
Do survival points carry between scenes?
The what?
Do survival points carry between scenes?
Survival points, do.
It can't, like, if I have eight and then I'm in a scene, I automatically skip the scene, right?
Way to plan, Ross.
Yeah, I know, sorry, it's a new game.
You know what you did.
Yeah.
You're haunted.
We know what you did last session.
I mean, look, they're all over me.
Oh, characters that survive the kill scene get to keep 1d3 survival points for use later on.
They'll make you not like beer.
So, not all of them, but 1d3.
Oh!
So you can roll that d3.
One!
Woo-hoo.
All right.
So that's how much she got.
Yeah. So from now on, so anybody, the three of you can all roll 1d3 and keep that many survival points if you have more than one.
Don't use that one anymore.
All right, so the three of you run screaming out of the room in trying to get the worms off of you. Which character was that?
Bobby Joe Bob.
Bobby Joe Bob falls to the ground. Falls to the ground, and the worms start then... engulfing the body.
Get them off! Get them off!
All right.
It's get them off, bro.
Meanwhile, Derek,
bro!
And Beatrice,
here, okay. Use the spirit to wash them off.
Are arguing in the room. And Brittany is nearby, and here's
so
two people.
So, did the school that taught you how to have no social skills give you anything in return, or was that just?
Yes, so you get to discern horrible, impotent men who try and make up for it.
Oh,
with
wow.
Bravado.
Wow, so you ended up. How can you stand to be at this convention in the first place?
I don't know. It's getting increasingly baffling by the moment.
Anyway, so...
Oh my god, just screw already!
Ah, oh god!
Alright,
oh
you hear a woman screaming outside coming from the hallway. So
Jenkins, by the way, I have a walkie-talkie connection. With
all right, yeah. So Jenkins,
Jenkins, see what that is.
All right, who wants
to
play
Jenkins?
Do you
honestly
bring a walkie-talkie to a hotel? What is wrong with you?
Various things.
Are you
I'll
in
tell
Boy
you later.
Scouts?
It appears to be a young blonde woman recreating
so
a favorite scene
Bishop
from the movie Carrie.
No, this is Derek Bishop. After.
Oh, wow.
He knows that.
All right, so Aaron,
why do you think he has these people with
walkie-talkies? Why don't you play Jenkins?
Oh no, he has Jenkins.
No, we passed out my secondary.
We have Jenkins.
So who's playing Brittany then? The one that's screaming then?
Well, I have Caitlin.
I guess I am.
I have the Russian.
Oh, wait, no.
You are Brittany.
Here,
oh, no, yeah, here.
Okay, there's
Brittany. Which Brittany is it?
I think it's the second one.
Brittany Ann?
Brittany Ann.
Okay, so role
play
that.
We lost Brittany Amber, but I think
so
we should have
Brittany. So she's the one that just saw Brittany Amber get killed.
Yeah, she was the one who survived it. And she's found a stairwell, climbed up, and now is in the middle of the hotel room.
Oh, my God! Brittany Amber!
Oh, right. Stop embarrassing yourself.
Well, first Jenkins gets a hold of her, so...
Calm down, young lady. What exactly did you see there? They killed her! He cut her up!
Here, have something to calm your nerves. Oh, I forgot. Hell of a bartender.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Yes, I don't want it! We gotta get the fuck out of here!
Calm your nerves!
Do you hit me?
She's also Russian.
Booze is not chloroform.
Yeah, that's RPGR's motto. Does this smell like chloroform?
Yeah.
Like, you can't
we
be.
Do use it by industrial
stuff. Yeah, there is a bulk discount.
And bone solvent.
Bone solvent.
Just
young lady,
time.
Just calm down here. You've got
that
a little bit
time?
Of red on
forever.
Let me
it's
help you.
It's not it's blood! It's her blood!
Club's over.
Oh my god!
We did it right
now.
Alright. Alright, Jason gets one. That's
right.
A genre point.
I'm sure Bones
yeah.
Outside.
Put a genre point on there.
Yeah, he's for Brittany.
Yeah.
I'm looking for clues. Right. Like, right. I'm in the room.
Yeah, we're still like, they're.
Alright, so Beatrice, you say,
oh, hi.
Yeah, Brittany's hysterical, she's not giving out any information, except that someone's been killed, apparently. Alright, so here's what you find out. Both of you can be brains checks.
On those
it was
what? Just...
Brains.
Oh, wait, do you, can I get the genre point for it? Or how exactly does that work? If
you get a genre
second
point
day,
if somebody plays your character.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay.
You get a genre point if someone plays your character.
No, I'd say the role-playing character player gets it.
Okay.
Well,
so Jason,
who
doesn't
have
a
and Jason,
it's fine.
Case,
giving
you,
it to
Jason
else.
Can give it to whoever, whatever
I'm
player.
Giving
wants
it to whoever I'm playing.
Five.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So
okay.
Here's this one.
Since he doesn't have a primary character.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Can I get a point for being resourceful? Or witty or self-reliant?
Nah. All right.
I got fives.
All right. Anything?
Sorry. Kind of entered in the thing.
Chrissy Tate?
Twos.
Twos. All right. Reading the document, his notes. Apparently, he did get a lot of threats and veiled and otherwise, saying that he should not.
Oh, God. So many split infinitives.
That the he should not use the books of Elton Candle because it would invoke what they say is the worm that walks. And it's... Uh-huh. Yeah. It is a horrible thing and will possess and kill people. And he said the only way to reverse it is through reassembling it and reversing the ritual. So finding the three items
the
and putting...
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah. So...
Oh, this is backwards. Disappointing. You didn't leave any writing behind. Just these crazy...
Well, it was archaeological notes. It's like he was translating the actual book. So that's what he was talking about.
Wow, I've seen this. I'm impressed they were able to actually reform it into an actual book.
Oh, yeah. So you can read. There goes your one excuse.
Really? Because I was surprised that you could, hearing that you actually enjoyed this tripe. But while I'm saying that, I'm like scooping his notes into my briefcase.
Okay.
It's like moonlighting.
All right, so Jenkins and what was the other butler's name?
Caitlin.
Caitlin are taking care of the hysterical Brittany.
Jenkins, what you got?
Calm down, young lady. Calm down. Calm down. Deep breaths. Let them out slowly. Deep breaths. Calm down. Calm down.
That's a great roleplay there.
So how did you feel right.
The audience is riveted by the hyperventilating scene.
Yeah. Are you going to give any information or not?
Yeah. As soon as
hush
I come
little
down,
baby,
I'm gonna,
don't
all right.
So it seems that this
is
young lady...
Are sisters? What are they? Sorority sisters?
I don't know.
Sorority sisters.
They're part of a hive mind.
Cheerleaders.
They're cheerleaders.
Oh, God.
Cheerleader hive mind.
It's spreading.
Cheerleader sororities. All right, so
the Gamma Theta Gamma Collective.
All right, so yeah, the Jenkins finds out that there's been a killing. That one of the cheerleaders has been murdered.
Apparently, a young lady named Brittany was stabbed somewhere in the basement.
In the basement? Right.
I didn't even know.
Wait. Basement of the building or basement of the girl?
Oh.
The witness is not exactly clear on that, sir. Heyo, I believe
you can hear this, Brittany. Like,
words can't express how disgusted
what?
I am.
How foul!
Phrasing.
Come on.
Phrasing.
God, what is wrong with you people?
Jenkins, stay with the girl, Baxter.
Okay, so what are you guys? What are your decisions? What are you going to do next?
He writes
I'm leaving and going off by myself.
Okay,
because I find their
Baxter, maybe downstairs.
I find their company deplorable.
Okay, so
yes, sir.
Aaron,
and I'm going down.
You hear a knock on your door.
Before I do that, are any of the photos coming out?
Yes.
I am doing it in the bathroom though, so
of course.
You gotta have the no windows and all that.
Yeah. So, they're in the bathroom.
What are
they waiting for you?
Come on.
Well, you give me a brains check.
Where the kisses are
person.
So,
yes.
Can I also get a bonus point by using Tobin's spirit guide?
What?
That
no.
my supernatural.
No, it's developing photos and photo analysis.
We just killed Caleb.
Awesome.
Bye, Caleb.
Go on, give me a check.
Okay, so, two sixes. So.
Two sixes, all right, so,
freezing tokens. Yeah, I did develop photo.
What? Two sixes, no. All right, so, okay. It looks like as he's performing the ceremony, you actually see there's some sort of weird images coming from behind him. They look
aliens.
Like,
aliens.
Long, like, definitely. Worm-like shapes, you know, long...
Dear God, they're coming through an interdimensional portal. I knew it resided in Mexico!
Anyways, you hear a knock on your door.
So...
He's not playing the same
No, this is different.
Just scooting over
he's basically
on the floor.
Aliens.
Keeping away from the door. Yes, can I help you?
What was your character's name, by the way?
Oh, Grigori.
Grigori?
Landshark.
This
is a woman's voice.
This is Mr. Kasparov.
Good job.
Of course it is.
Yes.
Who else would it be?
I'd like to be on your show. I want to talk.
Candy Graham from Hongo.
I'm from the Skeptics Convention. My name is Carol.
I'm interested. Do you? That's like I didn't know there was anybody from McGowan down here. So.
you're just at your room. I got your name from your hotel number room from the front desk. Could you let me in?
I have to close some things up. I'm doing some sensitive.
Please.
Processing.
Would you like to see my entrance?
One moment. Is there a keyhole on the door?
Yes. It's a woman.
So.
She's like has something bundled in her arms.
Okay. Wait just a minute. So, getting everything prepared, but also taking.
She's made of worms.
Yeah.
So well.
No, she's from NASA. They're gonna throw you in a secret NASA prison.
So they're gonna feed me to the wormhole. So.
All right. So what are you gonna do?
I will go ahead
check
and
check the wallet for condom.
Okay. All right. Let's be sure about.
You will get two genre points for
Greek,
attempting sex or smoking drugs. That will be the bonus for that.
How about attempting drugs or smoking sex?
Yeah.
All right.
So go on.
Oh, that sounds painful.
You know what
I'm
talking
about.
Okay. Fine. Yeah. Fine. I am the great Greek god of love. Putting on massive cologne.
Okay.
So let's like
smells like a Bengay factory. Or
all right. What are you doing?
Turning on the Perry White. Opening door. Oh. So would you like
she
to do some research?
Pushes her way in.
No.
Look.
Like forward. I
eager for research.
Yes. What? No.
Yes.
I need your help.
Eager,
I'll be on your show. I'll do whatever.
Really?
Yeah. But I want. There's a lot of panic in the thing. After Dr. Blumfeld died.
Grunfeld.
And
Grunfeld. Dr. Dead Guy.
He.
Dr. Thaddeus.
I took.
That she pulls out. She's always something in the cloth. She reveals that it's the bell. That was used in the ceremony. She says, look, I want to make sure this gets to the museum. Dr. Broomfeld stole
this
it from the
museum.
University,
so
do you. From the people of Mexico, and I wanted to return it to them.
So who are you exactly, though?
Well, I am a postdoctoral student, but it's a long story, but I want to get the heritage of the Mexican people to be recognized. He's an archaeological plunderer, or he was. And
so you're saying he stole? That's
well,
like he
they're
going
to search, suspect me. But if you carry it to, and she gives you an address of a Mexican university, just take it to them. They'll reward both of us, and I'll do your show and
quickly to the Mexican
please,
university.
Please,
but do you realize that you have? That's like, do you realize though they're seeing me as the most suspicious out of anybody here?
No, not now. They're too distracted by it.
Not now. I touched a dead man, and then I
well,
ran away.
All the better. They're not going to suspect you for that. Like, just please help me. You're the only one I can turn to.
Oh God.
So what are you going to do?
There's probably no lie function, right? At least kinesics function here.
You can
here.
Be the hero.
So just
for
to figure
day.
If she's lying or not.
That would be spirit.
Does a spirit check? Oh, I can do a spirit check on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do that to seduce her, try to seduce her, or to find out if she's lying.
No indecent proposal.
One will give you genre points, one won't.
So no indecent proposal. I'm trying to figure out if she's
lying. All right, no
so.
Genre
so you're
points
a postdoctoral student. Any chance I could get a look at your thesis?
Yeah. So what'd you get?
Would you like to give me an oral presentation?
These are terrible.
Two fours.
Seriously, this is how you're dividing it?
Works.
God, you need it.
All right.
Tiffany Amber thesis, maybe.
You, yeah, she's clearly...
Well, I'm fascinated by academic writing.
She seems to be sincere.
Bless you.
So she seems to be sincere, and she really does need your help to smuggle us out of there. They'll check my luggage, but they won't check yours. And you can hide it with all that camera equipment you have.
True.
So are you gonna hide it for her?
So
I'll hide.
This it does idea. Belong in it does not belong in the museum. Although you obviously
you
look like you've been through an ordeal. May I offer you a drink?
Very
yes,
body
please.
Down.
My nerves, my hands are.
Oh
shaking.
Yes, drinks.
Yes,
there you go.
Excellent.
All right.
Are you partial to Uzo?
Give me brawn check minus one.
Brawn?
Yep.
Just to not drink too much.
Your stamina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, I'm going to fail this so
yeah,
badly.
Yes!
Drink pledge.
I'm going to... minus one.
Bros,
yeah.
Bros,
like
bros.
Your dad owns a dealership.
My dad owns a dealership.
Drink like it's prom night. No.
Drink like
all right,
you
start getting hammered. With her, she's downing shots from the hotel minibar.
As only postdoc students can.
Yeah. So that's where that scene will end.
I'm still getting murdered.
The three survivors of the attack and the second attack in the basement.
The ones that ran away covered in worms?
Yes.
Man, that's freaky.
Yeah, get back to the...
Did we get them all?
First level.
Check my back.
Yeah.
No homo, bro.
all right. So, what are you guys gonna do next?
All right.
Just tell me what the fuck that thing was.
All right. There were lots and lots of worms, man.
The lights flicker.
How far away did we run?
I got an idea.
All the way to the second, first floor.
You know what eats worms? Fish. We got to get a lot of fish.
Hey, wait. Sounds
like a great idea.
You're trying to exercise your brain. It must be tough here. Have another beer.
Oh, thanks, man.
Just sip that. Right, now the adults are talking. What are we going to do? This is...
Well, you could go to the manager.
So, I think we might need to evacuate the building.
Carlos. Right?
Well, I don't feel like a sandwich anymore, that's for sure. Oh, my God. Oh, they're still like... They're on me.
And you did leave a man behind.
Yeah, we got to go back for a bro, man. Maybe he's
No, bro.
You are the alpha
he
bro.
He exploded.
Yeah, I'm... Dude,
I am the alpha
I'm
bro.
I'm afraid he's probably... He's probably gone then. He's not coming back.
Worm food.
Well, we're the ones who are gone. He's still there, man.
All right.
All right, yeah. We got to call the manager. We got to evacuate the building. I think, I'm pretty sure this building has an evacuation plan. Yeah,
I don't know. It's the 80s.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to call the manager, right?
Should we, like, call pesticide or something? I mean, like...
It's busy.
We got to get rid of all these worms.
Oh, you got me fucking kidding me.
All right, well, you know where his office is, so you can go there.
All right, look, hey, all of you, I'm going to go to the manager's office. We get the building evacuated. Make sure Tiny here has a steady supply of alcohol to keep him sedated.
Okay.
Right. I'll be right back.
All
right,
so meanwhile, in the kitchen...
Sure, just take all of my things. Yes, like it's not like I'm trying to run a restaurant for over 100 guests. Now there's break here, and everyone wants their cheese snacks and chicken wings while they drink.
I feel pumped. Bro-fist!
Kill someone.
All right, that's what's happening. All right.
Gentlemen.
Well, who was the last person to go
extracurricular activity?
No, all right.
Peyote.
Hold on. In the kitchen, your chef smells like smells like raw earth. Coming. The door to the basement is like right next to the kitchen. So what are you gonna do?
Oh, it's like not only do you steal my things, but you leave the door open and you track in here. Like, are you trying to get West Nile virus in here or something?
All right. So you turn. Okay. All right. Yeah. So are you going to investigate? Or are you just going to keep cooking? I'll give you a genre point if you keep cooking.
Close the door, please. These soufflés are not going to make themselves.
Okay, so you keep cooking. One genre point for you. The smell gets much stronger. And what are you going... It's unbearable. It's right behind you. What are you going to do?
Must I do everything here? And just turn. Like, I don't know who you are.
You turn around, you see a hooded figure. You look up into his face. His face is covered in worms. It is a mansion thing made of words. Give me a fright check with a -1.
Nope.
All right, you are paralyzed with fear.
Ooh.
You will have... I'll give you one last chance. Give me a brawn check with a -1 to do something before you are gutted.
Nope.
All right, you look up and... So you can dare your own death scene if you want.
It seems like... It says, you don't work. Like, it's one of those, like, the cut just comes too quick.
The intestines spill forward.
El dente.
El dente. What? All right, one more genre point for Tom. All right, so now the chef is dead. Is anybody near the bar and grill?
Is the manager's office anywhere near there?
I was still doing drugs.
The house party. You're at the room party.
Sure. Okay.
So you're now at the room party. It's a banging party. There's just people are smoking drugs and getting it on and drinking heavily, screaming and shouting.
Pour Some Sugar on Me is playing.
All right. So the office actually.
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
All right.
I'm hot.
So,
sweet.
Where was Beatrice going?
Okay, right.
Caleb, where was Beatrice going?
Beatrice just left to get away from the horrific misogyny of Derek Bishop.
Okay, you do that, and you go to the bar and grill, which is mysteriously deserted. You look over, and it smells kind of weird, like somebody left the door open.
Also, me and my portable bartender were heading downstairs to investigate the...
Okay, so you're in the general area. So you're looking around. Give me a brains check.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Can I use self-reliant because I'm alone?
Yes.
I just want that because it's actually genuinely horrible.
Go faster, iPhone.
Yeah, iPhone. Jeez.
Apple technology.
Faster, iPhone. Kill.
Two sixes.
Two
out of six.
All right. So you look in there, and you actually see in the kitchen is visible from the bar and grill. Although not, it's
got one of those things you can sort of look.
One of those little area openings, and you see a man get the chef get gutted. Give me a fright out.
Jeff. Zero-star review.
Freak out.
If only it was a talker.
Two sevens out of eights.
All right. So your character can still act. What are you going to do?
I hide.
All right. You hide.
What is the hide?
This is another kill scene. That will be finesse. This killer is not aware of you yet, so you get a plus one.
Resourceful for finding a good hiding place?
You can only have at most a plus one, but you have that.
Okay. 5, 2, 6. 2 5s.
Okay, so the killer starts walking by.
I hide in a dumb waiter.
All right, and so you gain 2.
Is there a dumb waiter?
So you have like that.
Sure, why not? The killer starts moving by. You can see the blood-drenched machete. Beatrice is just moving. All right, give me one more spirit check to avoid giving yourself away.
Or I bet you could get some genre points.
Give you a plus one for being self-reliant.
If you gasp a little bit.
Yeah.
And give yourself away.
Yeah, if you give yourself away, I'll give you a genre point. If you use self-reliant, you can gain plus one to your die roll. But you can't get both.
I will do neither.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, the 80s. Like, your cell phone rings it.
I don't get one.
All right. You gasp as you see the blade. And the killer turns and starts moving towards the dumbwaiter.
Drop it!
Yeah. Are you going to do that?
I reach out and hit the dumbwaiter button. So
all right.
Go to a different floor.
All right. Let's see if you can do that before the killer gets to you. So finesse plus one for being resourceful.
All right. 3 3s.
All right, 3 points. That's enough to get away. This is not a big scene. So you get away as the dumbwaiter falls back down to the basement.
Can you roll a...
see how many you get.
1, 2, 3.
You get 2.
All right, so...
All right, so...
Wait, so her dumbwaiter goes down to the basement.
Yeah.
Derek should totally be outside of it when it opens.
All right, yeah, I like that. Derek's down in the basement. You can see there's blood everywhere. You probably have some sort of meter or something.
No, I don't have a meter or anything. I just have, flashlight.
All right, flashlight.
No, dude, you should...
Flashlight and a gun.
No, wait. Yeah. Dude, you should totally have a meter and you see her just...
No, I was like...
All right, yeah, so you land in the laundry. Derek's out there.
There's a killer upstairs. I saw him gut the chef.
Yeah,
madman.
Yeah, I think he may have been here. Flashlight on the blood trail.
Yeah, there's.
This is quite grisly.
Understatement. All right, so you can go.
Come with us if you want to live.
Nothing as grisly as training for the Olympics.
Well, I might not have hit down, but I know who was waiting here for me.
I could hit the up button for you if you prefer.
I would reconsider, but
just get out of the damn thing.
All right. So meanwhile, back at the office, Tom's character, who else would show up at hotel manager's office?
You know what? Let's use the other Brittany.
All right,
she hasn't had any screen time yet. She doesn't know there's any danger.
Yeah, poor Brittany.
Hero's still looking for Beatrice.
Hero shows up to the... Yeah, she follows the sign to the hotel office, and she's there.
I lost the keys.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
I lost the keys to my room.
Oh, well, don't worry. The man can take care of it. He's brilliant when he's not, you know.
A t-shirt or something.
All right, so the three of you are there at the hotel. Carlos is there.
Carlos, hey.
Yeah, he's chainsmoking. It's like, hey, just the man. Can we go now? Can you make a flight to the mainland real quick?
Yeah, 2 things. 1... You see those clouds out there? That means no flying. No plane go places. 2, there's a fucking psycho loose in this place.
What? No, no, no.
It's like,
no, man,
please.
Swamp gas or something.
Yeah.
Like,
weather balloon.
Like, Carlos, please don't do this shit now, okay?
Has anyone seen
people
my
are
sister?
Dead.
Your sister? Have you checked your room?
Natural gas.
Oh!
Maybe we should check your room together.
I should have done that.
You should.
I just changed.
Why don't you escort this young
woman? We need to evacuate the hotel.
No, we don't. You can give me a brains check.
I like your voice. It sounds funny.
Oh, thank you, love. Yeah, it is great, isn't it?
And his mustache is so shiny.
Ones.
What?
All right. Your manager is literally hiding something under his desk.
Completely falsely.
He doesn't want you to get around the to the sides. Like, so he's maneuvering himself to hide something under his desk.
Killing him.
Yeah.
Got 2 sevens on the brain check.
Yeah.
Out of 10.
Don't trust him.
You can tell he's hiding something under his desk. But why don't you escort her to her room? What room number were you in? 686. Yeah, see? Go all the way at the top. Why don't you just go do that? And be
call
a
us.
Nice employee.
Call us. We're going to evacuate this hotel before anyone
no,
else dies.
No.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
No.
Yeah.
Well, there's a killer party going on, man.
Yeah, there's just a killer party. That's what you misunderstood. There's just a party, and it's fine. Everything's fine. You're fine. She's fine.
I don't remember what room I was in.
See, we see my boyfriend.
You can, go to the front desk. You could escort her to the front desk, too. You see, you could be helpful, like,
I lost my purse, too. Has anybody seen my purse?
Your purse? There's a lost and found at the front desk. It could be there.
Oh, I'll go there. Thank you.
Yeah.
Why don't we go to the front desk?
I lost a shoe, too, so.
We have spare shoes in there. We have flip-flops.
Oh, no.
Like
I will go off by myself to the front desk.
All right. Oh wait, no, the other Brittany's going with you.
Oh my god!
So they leave.
That is so awesome.
What's going on there?
Nothing. What are you talking about? Nothing.
You usually suck at trying to hide things.
I
know, right?
I don't. No, I'm not the one who sucks.
That's the person under the desk.
You'd have to do something to find out what it is. To intimidate, finesse to grab Adam, spirit to talk him out of it.
Intimidate.
You're Australian.
It was supposedly based on reality. It's called side factor.
Carlos, listen to what I'm saying. And show me and watch you tell me to go on there before I leap over this desk and fucking tear your nuts off.
All right, there'll be brawn check. If you have a positive quality,
nuts. What happened to Natchez?
Do you have
man?
A positive quality?
Yeah, Natchez.
We like Natchez. That's fun.
It's festive.
No,
this is South Padre
Toons.
Island. Natchez okay. is in West.
Natchez. This guy is offering a cool $1 million for this book that the dead guy had. And
no,
we can just
no,
say
no,
a thief took it in the middle of that gas. I'll split it with you if you're goofy.
Never mind.
We just need to get off the island.
Alright. Look, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
But we cannot fly in this.
Well, you need to find another way out. I tried to call the boat guys and they said the same thing, the pussies. We need to find a way off this island. Like,
really. Well, look, there is someone killing people in this hotel. You do need to
all the more reason we should get off it. I don't... Look, the police aren't going to come here because it's spring break. They'll just think we're lying or the drunk people got the phone somehow. They basically, unless we set the hotel on fire, they're not going to come.
Hey!
It's
a player.
You know what?
Somebody said the magic RPPR word.
You know what, Carlos?
Somebody said the
sticker
right.
All right.
Why are you doing the exterminator's late, boys?
I'm actually going back to the bar.
Property damage.
If all else fails.
Burn it to
all right, so the Brittany and, what was the other?
Hero.
Right, I'm heading to the front desk.
I like all Brittany.
The lights are flickering a lot now. It seems like, the front desk is mysteriously empty.
So, are you hearing that there's this killer house party going on somewhere? But nobody told me where it was. I can't even find my own room.
Seidel, room 223.
Never has so little brain power been gathered in one place. All
right, so what are you going to do? There's nobody
I'm
at
looking
the front.
Through the lost and found for flip-flops.
All right, so you're going behind in the front desk.
Yeah.
All right, so you're doing that. What are you going to be doing, Britton?
With my heel shoe in my hand.
Yeah, yeah.
You
find some flip-flops.
Bell for sir. What's this word?
All right, both Service. Of you, give me brains checks.
Oh, God, that's...
Nice. Is there a minus on that? Is there a negative trait?
I'll be nice at first.
At first.
No matches, but no ones.
2 8s!
All right.
Go Hero!
Ding, 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 ding,
Hero
ding, 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 ding,
turns over and sees that there's someone in the office behind the front desk because there's light, there's something moving, there's lights in the room. The door's closed, but lights are on and you can see movement coming from underneath the door.
Hello?
You have your back turned to the door. The door's starting to open. It's dark and the lights are flickering on and off, but you can see a hooded figure inside the office, and you see, you see, because you made 2 8, you see the killer standing there, apparently killed the receptionist, and is standing perfectly positioned to kill Brittany.
And
give me a free gotcha.
Caleb also
would recognize this one because didn't get the back cut earlier, and that's how.
No, it's the same guy.
No, I know who it is.
Fear freak out check.
Oh, fail!
All right.
I will stare at silence.
You stare at silence.
Hello?
All right.
Yes, thank you for making thank you
Amber
for sure
is
the bell works.
Failed her brains check. And
actually, Amber has already been dead.
All right,
this
so
was Brittany Lynn.
Brittany Lynn, you gain a genre point for the kill death scene. As you ring the bell, and the killer silently sneaks up. And unfortunately, Hero's not
able as Hero to stares and blows at you.
Genre point for that as well. As you are cut
Rose
in
terror.
Cut in twain.
In twain.
Yeah, cleft in twain. Blood spattering everywhere. The bell tolls for the...
Wait, isn't a bell part of this thing?
Well, not that one. Yeah, it's a different bell.
Maybe he doesn't like all bells. You don't know.
Well, he clearly didn't like that one.
The bell rings.
anyways, Hero snaps out of it just in time. What is Hero going to do?
Oh, take the other one, you bastard! And I'm going to hit him with the stiletto heel.
You're going to, like, hand-to-hand.
I'm going to hand-to-hand try and stick a shoe in his face.
Shoes.
All right. Brawn check.
Do it. Plus one for romantic comedy clumsiness.
All right, yeah.
Well, you're going to... clumsy attack. You Jackie Chan now. You accidentally kick the shit out of someone.
I accidentally kicked the shit out of everybody. 2 8s out of 8s. Great points.
What?
You are my hero.
You just spiked
two genre,
guy.
Four survival
you
points.
You are the wind beneath my wings.
All right.
Hero won't go down.
Hero impales it fully in his head. Worms fly from it, causing her to shriek even more. But it stops
can
him.
Can I scream queen again, or can you only do
you
that
only
once?
Do it once per game.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So he, but the to her horror, the guy
he
stops. He's slowly pulling it out of his worm encrusted skull, but it's kind of stuck in his skull. So what are you gonna do?
I'm going to run away.
Okay, that's
shoot
finesse.
It shoot it ahead. Press A. All right, so I will do a D8.
Yup.
Shit, 2 1s.
2 1s. Are you a secondary or primary?
I'm a secondary.
Alright, so that's not all ones. Each roll cancels out a matching result. Let's see here. That wasn't your entire roll, though, so...
I got 1 1 2 8.
Let's see here.
D8, so...
Wait, 2 1, or just 1 1?
No, his pair was
1 1.
Okay.
And
yeah,
then a 2 and an 8, so it wasn't a 4 1.
No, but it was a matched pair of ones.
Yeah, each one roll cancels out, so you lose one. So you lose 2 survival points as you start running and you stumble.
Fucking ghost trip.
Yeah, fucking ghost trip. All right, is anybody on the first floor that
you
would
broke
be...
The off
here?
Off.
Yes! Rose! Right.
Rose!
No, we're in the basement.
Yeah.
Actually, is my
no,
room
they
on
came
the first
out.
Floor? No,
yeah.
It came up.
The what?
Is my room on the first floor?
No, we...
Actually, yeah, Aaron, let's go back to you really quick. As you're running away, you trip and stumble. Aaron, give me a spirit check at a -1 penalty.
Okay, I'm still good at spirit, though.
Wait,
so.
Is he drunk, or what's going on?
Well, he is drunk. Let's see if he how much self-control he loses.
Two sixes.
All right.
Running with the devil!
Your resistor advances. As
what?
She gets
why? Wait, I thought I was seducing her.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I told her at this point.
I'm not fleeing from Sonora.
No.
All right.
This is an RPPR first.
Yeah, all right.
You just critically seduced her.
Yes, you critically seduced her. So you're at second base. That's are going great.
I'm assuming if it's a critical, her underwear just vanishes.
Yeah.
Her clothes.
No.
Like
one-handed.
Definitely baseball.
Oh,
it's going. Oh,
yeah, that's at least
intimate.
The one-handed bra release.
Something.
Anyways,
and you're immediately going to make me regret this, aren't
they're
you?
Both plastered. You're both drunk.
And he is an academic.
And then she stops.
Put your head down into that 80s bush, man.
She stops. She's like,
God.
Too much.
All
right.
Jason officially went too far.
Oh, wow.
Jason loses all the genre points. All right.
That he doesn't have.
Oh,
yeah.
In any case.
All right, so here's what happens. You're making out. You get to second base. And then she stops. She says, wait, did you hear something? As Hero screams and trips outside.
No, there's nothing out there.
You didn't hear anything because you're plastered. What are you going to do?
Cool now.
I didn't hear anything. It's probably just the stupid college kids on their partying. We need to conduct more research.
Yeah, research.
Do I still have it in a negative? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get your fucking hammered.
Roll on the table.
No.
Oh!
All right, she's not... No,
is that one?
I don't know. I thought this... it could be Wait, somebody looking
any,
for this.
Do you have any things you can
Actually,
use
I can re-roll on a genre, can I?
Yes! You can!
You have him three.
Three
genre points.
You sure. can do it.
Okay.
But do you have any positives you can use for this?
Psychobabble barrage. But
psychobabble.
All right.
But oh god, he's devolving into a horrible pickup artist.
Yes, he is.
Yes. I am really feeling squeaky
right
about
this. Before our eyes.
That's great, Aaron. I will save you.
by murdering my character, which is probably the right thing to do. So.
Right. Jason's job to murder Aaron's character.
Two twos.
All right, you like, no, they're just, you know,
fucking kids.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Like,
no, you're just having an autonomic fear
you're
response.
Just fear because, you're just afraid, you're just paranoid because of your theft. It's okay.
Let me sue those base levels of your consciousness.
Your parasympathetic nervous system has been activated.
Let me show you.
I am this.
All right.
So my character spends 3 points for reprieve.
Yeah.
And my justification for it is Hero comes busting through the door.
Yeah.
Fleeing from the killer.
Yeah.
And jumps out the window.
Strength to stop.
I defend
it's on the first floor.
It's on the first floor, which you've established.
Yeah.
So I spent 3 points for reprieve.
Yeah.
So I'm running from the killer.
You're cutting the monster.
Straight into Aaron's room.
All right.
And then I jump
yes!
out the window. While he's fornicating with a woman on the bed.
Okay, so you're making out. You get you're starting to get to third base because you convinced her. You know, with your psycho battle, and then fucking and then just kills the movie. Like she is just like no. She starts getting her shirt off. All right, give me a brains check.
At this point,
roll 1d3. I survived that shit.
You did 3.
Damn. Fucking A.
Hero is
he needs a
shot
on a point for that. I really think.
Yeah. All right. So give me a brain check.
Oh,
nice.
No,
that's incorrect. Sorry, that was D8s. My apologies.
So. All right.
Damn it, Aaron.
Sorry. Nothing. So
okay. So you two are staring out the window as Hero is like scramble up from the like you both get you hurriedly get your clothes
yeah,
up and start
I'm
looking out the window.
Down rain outside
yes,
also?
It is, and so you aren't paying attention to the door. Give me a.
Once they get you to the hospital, I will not be charged for any of this room. That's on you.
All right, so you're laying at that, and then Carol is, oh, God, what is going on? The woman's crazy. She must have been looking for the bell. And then
why is she looking for the bell?
Neither of you notices the killer sneaking up behind you.
Yes.
Fortunately,
there's an
kills
the
woman first
the
for making out with a dude because it's the slasher movie. You know that's not
that is not okay.
Give me a freak out check as she is
gender bias.
Yes, as it goes through her throat.
Two fours.
All right, so blood sprays over you. What are you going to do?
Grab the bell, run.
All right, that's a finesse check with a minus one to get the bell and run.
Okay.
I don't know, are you running out the door or through the window?
so
you don't
I'm,
have shoes on, by the way.
No, I'm going to be running through there as well.
Through the window or the first or are you get you getting the bell and through
the
window? Yeah.
Through the door. So
through the door. All right.
Through the door. Getting past the killer.
Finesse minus one.
That's minus one, which I have. So. Okay.
All right.
Nothing.
Nothing. You do you have any more genre points?
Two.
I'll give you one more for because you watched the girl.
Nice.
So I can
spend three to re-roll.
You can re-roll.
No. What's her name?
Yeah.
And
no, you have one survival point. It's possible.
It's a possible survival.
It's your main character.
Hey, I do have the dumb luck special ability though. So
all right, dumb luck again.
Two genre points. Re-roll one die.
Yeah, so you can reroll one die.
Okay, I'll do the full reroll though. So
okay,
I'll take it down to zero genre points, but we'll see how this goes. And could I possibly use is that building security to hide immediately? Or
you have to get out of the room. You're, okay. He's in the room with he's right next to you.
The call is coming from inside the room.
Two sixes, I make it.
I mean murder.
All right, two sixes. So you get it right. You grab the belt.
Two survival points.
You get two survival points. Two survival, just two. And so the killer's chasing you down the hallway. All right, so back in the first floor, who else is there?
I was looking for the fire alarm.
All right, so you're looking for the fire alarm.
Let's see, we were in the basement. Would we have head upstairs after your
all right. Actually, yeah, let's cut to the room party. All right, so everyone's out on the third floor, second floor. Sorry, story party, man. No, they even have the windows open because they're fucking stupid. And so, what are you going to be doing? Just selling, partying, doing what?
Mostly selling, but also trying to seduce everything that moves.
All right, give me a spear check. Let's see how good your game is.
In the corner,
all right, I'll let you choose whatever skill you want or whatever quality you want.
Frigid. No, it's most likely spear.
All right, you see if you're a smooth talker.
Okay, I have silver tongue.
All right, plus one.
I also have handsome.
Ah, but you can only have plus one.
Ones.
All right, you are not the bet. Like, well, you have beer goggles, so like.
Are you secondary or primary now?
Primary.
All
right.
Yeah.
Always have been.
Yeah, primary. Yeah, and this is just to see how well he's doing. So he's making out with a girl by the window, and then you hear window glass smash below you. You look down, you see a woman jumped out of the windows running around.
I'd hit that.
In the room.
All right, I'll give you genre points.
I love it.
All right, so you can yell something at Hero or...
Oh, wait, they're in the room below?
No, they're above.
Second floor, this is you crashing out of the first floor.
Yeah. So you can, yeah, you could throw...
No, killer should totally
do what? Oh, well, it's a hotel. I don't think it would...
No. Throw it through the window.
Besides, he has Aaron to chase first.
Yeah,
right?
He does have Aaron.
Yeah, all right, so Hero, you look up, you can see there's a room party.
I hate
a lot
to
of
see
people.
You leave it, but I love to see you walking away.
So you can hear that through the store.
I hate to see you go away.
All right, you go fleeing away. You're fleeing around the inner courtyard to the other side of the hotel.
Yeah.
All right.
Piss!
Okay, so you're still just making out. You can hear screams and shouting coming down there, but you're like, whatever. So you're just fine. So that was that cutaway. We'll get to you. We'll get to you. Tom.
Yes.
You're getting to the fire alarm, right?
Everybody's going to flee
upward. Right.
So that's where you're going to turn
I guess Claudio and them.
All right, you turn the fire alarm on.
But he's smoking. It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
That was my idea.
Yeah, all right, so you turn the fire alarm on.
I can go back to playing the other
people are like, whoa, what's going on? Terrible. So there's a lot of confusion.
All right, fire, come on. Everybody out, let's go.
All right. All right, so give me a brains check or a spirit check to organize your evacuation.
So since it's pouring down rain outside, is everybody just going to start filling up the entrance
no!
area where the killer just...
Yeah,
all
right, yeah, you can't organize it. It's a fucking storm out. Nobody, like, just open the windows. It'll put the fire out. You know.
God, the
80s. Yeah.
We never survived. This is just all a ghost memory.
So you're doing that. You're still on the first floor.
Actually, no. I'm going to spend some points here. Read all that.
Oh, okay.
I've got six genre points.
Okay, well, you could do that.
I'll spend three.
Okay.
No, I'm going to get other people out of here.
Yeah, that's a noble idea of you.
That will make it a less target-rich environment, and he'll kill us. Still nothing, so yeah. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I really try and... Oh my god, just fucking die then!
The skeptics are actually skeptical that the fire started. So
what is fire?
I don't think
I mean, really.
Could sustain a fire, honestly.
Exactly. This is not giving
if you knew the science, maybe I would listen to you.
It is literally what they're saying. I'm not even joking. They think the college students
do you realize the carbon dioxide?
So nobody's
right
moving.
Now, go ahead and put it down.
So is the fire alarm still going off though?
Aaron is being chased.
Yes, Aaron is
being
chased.
Which will make it harder to hear.
Derek, you've
on
come up,
levels,
you've explored
really?
The basement, you didn't find anything, so you know
that's probably a good thing.
Yeah. You did find some viscera.
Well, I found her.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. What about Bobby Doo, Bob, whatever?
He's dead.
He's like, dead. He got exploded by a rope. Yeah. The corpse is gone.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh.
It done got it.
So totally don't not coming back full of
words. Alright, so anybody who's in the basement comes up to the first floor and you can hear screaming, male screaming.
You done fucked up. Here's a candle for the Siberian.
Yeah.
Makes a change of pace.
I guess Claudio will respond.
Well, I am a risk taker. It is one of my negatives.
Alright.
So I'm going to run towards the man screaming.
It's like covered in blood holding a bundle and chant, and it's like rapid fire screaming in Greek.
I think your killer may have found another friend. Come on.
All right, so
rush the danger. Come on, that's a terrible idea.
All right,
he disemboweled someone. I just told you.
My negative is lonely, so I go along with it.
Yeah.
Not saying how
plus one genre
it is.
Point for that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
All right, so you run into the killer. Aaron's running away. Aaron, you get a reprieve because people jumped in. So you see Aaron running by, and you, I guess, rush by. Then you see the bloodstained killer. He is wearing rough, olden robes. And you can give me a brains check to see if you can see under his hood.
What is my brains check? There it is. So that's...
Oh, hi, brains.
And while they're doing that, I want to use, is that building security to hide? And
nope.
To hide, since the killer is obviously being distracted.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be fine. Like, you don't
no, I don't see under
so,
yeah,
I don't need
Is Beatrice going to try and look?
No, he's a murderer. I don't...
You might need to identify him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I need to identify
him. I'll give you +1 for resourceful.
All right, so it's a brains check?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the +1, Ron.
Anytime, home slice.
Yeah.
2 6s.
Give me that fright check.
Oh, wait, that's critical, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a...
Yeah, you're
really
seeing.
But
I'm not in the kill scene yet.
You're in a kill scene.
So I get the bonus to that?
Well, no, this is the free fright check.
This is the fright check?
Yeah, this is just like
so how. So the brains check, I don't get a bonus.
The brains check was to see if you had to make the fright check.
And you critically saw it. Saw all of it.
I have tough.
This is the -1. He has a fearful visage because he is an inhuman worm monster.
Those cancel out and you just do regular
tough. Nope. 1682.
All right, you're wrong. Everything is wrong. Your entire worldview is shattered. You see a thing made of worms walking like a man. Cosmic, you have an inside of cosmic horror. And you were just shrieking in fright. Do you have Scream Queen?
No, I gave that to Hero.
Okay. And
I really wanted her to die.
I think this would be a good time. I think this would be an excellent time for my faithful editor Jenkins to show up.
Yeah, Jenkins is there. Jenkins shows up.
You got to spend points for that.
You can no. I thought he was part of the basement search team.
No, Jenkins was comforting the other.
Actually, was Caitlin with you though?
I would say Jenkins is at the same.
Actually, Caitlin would always be with you because she is your perennial bartender. So it is
both your.
Well, yeah. Caitlin was already with me. But I was picking Jenkins just because Jenkins is stupid and chivalrous and would stand.
All right, so the killer's just charging all of you. So everyone, give me a finesse check.
Get behind,
including
me.
Yeah.
So okay, I'll make one for Caitlin since she.
So is Brittany there too?
No.
Isn't she with you guys?
No, Hero was...
Fives!
Fives.
2 4s.
She's the other 2 5s.
No, she was... no, Hero was with, the killer was at the front desk. Brittany was killed.
There's another Brittany.
There's one Brittany left.
Where was she?
David's gone Faulkner.
They are legion.
And named all of his characters the same.
No, where's the last Brittany?
So
Brittany Ann is still alive. Brittany Ann was being comforted by Jenkins before.
Okay.
Jenkins is
then Brittany is there. If she was
Jenkins was bringing her back downstairs because of the alarm.
Yeah.
David.
So
Finesse is D6.
Oh, all right, God, that's him!
Did anybody fail?
Nope.
Really? All right.
We don't, Brittany hasn't rolled yet.
I can't
roll for
the
Brittany
and get behind the
Come
bar.
On,
Jason,
Brittany. 46, is that what I rolled?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I got 2 3s.
Gah!
All right.
Everybody just falls out of one.
Everyone starts running. You're all being chased by the killer. And yeah. Yeah, that's basically what's happening.
So,
you're going through a single hotel looking corridor as you're all being chased by a machete wielding.
Actually, I'll look over to Thad. So, will you be wanting to withdraw from Well, you want to withdraw from the special stock?
Yeah, I think this would be the perfect time for that.
Okay, what are you going to do?
Give him something from the snack bar.
So, certainly, the silver nuggets. And pulling out the two handguns with the silver bullets and firing them.
Okay, that's fine.
It's turning into maximum overdrive. Everyone has very advanced guns with absolutely no
skills.
Or a law rocket that could be reloaded.
All right, that will be finesse.
So you may wish to duck. I have the shotgun.
All right. That would also be finesse. No bonus.
No bonus. I'm just running.
Yeah, you're just running.
Brittany's okay. Running upstairs. Two sixes.
It was safer. Sevens, but one.
Anyone fail?
I rolled two sevens, but I also got a one, so that cancels it out.
Yes, that does cancel it out. So...
I'm sorry, sir. My shot went wide. I shall reload.
Mine went off as well, so...
Sorry, looking up the... Okay. Thing.
One, two, three.
Oh, wait, not that one. That one doesn't like you.
She's got two survival there?
I think so.
Sweet.
She just survived that. All right, so I made 2d6, and then I got a 2 on the d6, so I'm at 9.
Anyone... Wait, David's character, the one he rolled, the 1, loses 3 survival points.
She's running away.
Okay. I rolled 1-1, but I also rolled 2-7s.
Cancels out your secondary character.
You just get the number of
and
matches.
And it's a D3 plus one
or
because
you
rolled a 1.
Get the maximum you can for that
so
dice
that's
type.
3.
You get
so
one
what,
three
is that
plus
put you
that.
Below?
Right.
Actually, I think he's...
He starts at 0. What did he get last time?
What I last think he picked one up before, didn't he?
No.
Okay, in that case... Jenkins, we hardly knew you.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Oh. So here's what happens. Everyone, the two assistants turn and open fire at the monster to no effect. The bullets tear through it, not even slowing it down.
Okay, then.
And unfortunately, Jenkins is fired from hell's heart and then stabbed through the mouth.
Sir, I suggest you run.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, from hell's heart. Oh, he stabbed at me.
All right. So Jenkins is down. The rest of you.
Jenkins!
I was at 9 survival points.
You're gone. Yeah, you're a ghost. In fact, Beatrice catches up with Hero, the other side of the hotel.
Yeah, I think we should check on Beatrice.
Yeah.
Hey, I got 3 back.
Woo. All right, so the killer, the rest of you leave Jenkins behind, and I managed to get away for now. So the hotel alarm is going off.
I'm sure that's even worse than the stairwell.
Yeah. So
very Sigourney Weaver.
Yes, very Sigourney Weaver.
You now have 10 minutes to reach minimum.
All right, so we'll just catch up or whatever. You're still at the party.
Yep.
You hear some more screaming. It's very good.
It's the
80s. It's crappy. It's crappy, crappy.
It's like where my cycle
is. It's like acid. It's very bad. Yeah.
All right, the game is off the rails.
We had rail
one night in Bangkok.
All right.
I get my kicks of both.
So, Aaron, you're running through the hotel. Everyone is basically running through the hotel except for Bill's character.
Yeah. I was
finding
what do you mean?
I'm finding a place to hide just dip in a corner.
Yeah, all right, we're actually looking for the
monster. All right, let's just do this.
Running around, I'm panicking, I'm hyperventilating.
All right, let's just do the organized. All right. Bill's at the party.
Yes.
You're hiding.
Yes.
On the, what, you're, I guess on the second floor by now.
I ran up the stairs. All right,
All right, so you're by yourself. Jason, were you playing anybody?
Brittany ran upstairs.
All right, she gets to the party. She gets to the party.
And she runs upstairs.
Yes.
It's a horror movie.
Yes, she runs upstairs.
Oh, she should break a heel.
She gets to the second floor, and she finds the party and is welcomed in. And
all right.
Yeah. She's confused and, like, figures she's safe in numbers. No
hey,
one will hurt her.
Confused girl.
Yeah.
Yoink.
Oh. Beatrice and Hero.
We just...
What are you two doing?
So, who's going to play my sister?
Tom. You can play her ditzy sister.
Hero, what happened to you? Why are you covered in blood? Where do you know these cuts?
You kind of know.
I don't know!
You saw the other side of the veil.
There's things happening! Was it that terrible worm man?
Do you know him?
You know him?
You saw him at the bottom of the tequila bottle?
No, we have to get out of here, hero. Okay, yeah, that's good.
Where's Claudio at?
Claudio!
Just start calling out his name again.
Well, no great loss. Anyway, we should leave!
All right.
Where are we gonna go? Anywhere but here!
I don't remember that.
There are. come on. All right, so you two are trying to figure out where to go.
Yeah. So we were chasing after them.
All right, you
wait, wait. Claudio has the keys. Why did you give him the keys? He drives like a maniac. I don't know why I did.
They might be in your room.
Who said that?
There's a voice in your head.
Yeah, what are you talking to, hero? Snap out of it, woman!
Derek and Caitlin show up.
I think we learned that bullets don't work. We
look, they caught up to us now! We have to do something!
Alright, so you four are still struggling what to do. You do hear a lot of noise coming up from the second floor. There's obviously a lot of people there.
Yes, come to
safety in numbers. It seems like the rest of the hotel is getting deserted. Although you hear screams every once in a while as minor characters are being killed off screen.
Alright, we'll arm ourselves and we will hole up in a room. Safety in numbers. We'll get him at a choke point.
And David, where was your character?
Break open the stock and arm the people who know nothing about weapons.
Exactly.
Isn't that what he did to Jenkins?
If you've watched House of the Dead, which I'm sorry.
I didn't see Jenkins die. I was too busy running away.
Yeah. We have the pair
when last we left, he was drinking the Foster's.
Yeah.
Thinking that beer would
solve it. Piss water!
Yeah.
There is obviously something wandering around. It's made of worms. We gotta get some fish.
Fishy worm.
So he's wandering around, but he's probably ended up at the party somehow.
All right, yeah.
Along with the other bro.
All right, along with the other bro are there at the party. So those of you at the party, you're yelling and having a good time, and then...
Nothing could disturb it.
The power goes out.
It's okay, you can still use drugs in the dark.
Yes, there are flashlights and glow sticks, but...
Everyone puts on sunglasses at night?
Yes. They already had sunglasses
so
on.
So we can.
So it's getting very dark. Everyone at the party, give me a brains check.
Oh, that should be good.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, hey.
Minus one if
you... Is Claudio
there? That's the place I am.
Yeah.
So you stopped looking for your cut-up girlfriend and you went to a party?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
God, you're an asshole. That maybe 49?
Yeah.
So 40-10, right?
Yeah, 40-10 left for match.
I matched sixes.
2 8s.
Okay.
3 9s.
Oh, you got, was it on 8s?
For what? That's weird. Benny actually had a smart moment. Shocked me, too.
Okay, so the party's going on. Those of you make your brain check that are at the party... I guess the pilot's still desperately trying to get the evacuation going.
No, at this point, like, all right, if you want to fucking die, just...
Yeah.
I'm going to go see if I can actually maybe get the plane airborne.
Okay, so you're out there by yourself.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, so you're doing that, at the party, you see the door open, and this very tall guy in there... wearing clothes.
No mask?
Yeah. Well, you can't see under his hood.
No mask?
Hey! That might be that machete dude.
You've seen him before. This actually looks like him, but it's hard to tell in the dark with only flashlights.
I got an idea. I think I finally found a use for that light beer. Smash.
I'm going to grab a keg. Because I totally lit.
Okay. He does.
Dude, bench presses twice his own weight.
All right, so that's when the first scream goes out, as you're not the first bro to get in his face. And Minor Carrier's like, what's up, bro? And gets stabbed in the chest for his troubles. And then the girl starts screaming. There's a stampede of...
Let's get him, bros!
All right.
Bros!
This is a kill scene for everyone at the party. First off... You are at a minus one finesse check first in order to avoid getting stampeded or just to maneuver around.
The hell out of there.
Nothing?
Two force,
okay.
Minus one finesse check.
Yeah,
how about
finesse.
I just like push people aside straight and use my brawn?
Because
I'm a total dick.
Yeah,
okay.
You can use brawn. You can use brawn if that would make a difference.
Fail.
Totally left. So
all right.
But I was still in the corner of the ring.
Wait, I did. You're primary, guy, right? You haven't had to do anything yet. So you fail. You
Dude,
throw your first.
Make sure you're throwing
check,
the empty keg,
like
man.
That.
Don't waste beer, bro.
I mentioned that earlier, but whatever. I don't think it's
don't
made a difference
beer.
Until now.
Well, oh, good.
You
good idea.
You ignore your fail.
Crap, the empty man.
This is your creation, Ari. You did this to us.
Yeah.
He needed to play.
He
was late.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
All right. So, did anyone else fail? Did
I got 3-3.
All right. So, you make it.
I feel like we succeeded by not attending.
All right. So, are you pushing your way towards the killer or are you pushing your way towards a window? Or
did we get some kind of point for that?
For what?
I think you missed it.
Yeah, I missed it. I was talking about
you said put down the empty, man.
Make sure you use the empty keg.
And so I put it back down.
That happens in
the background.
All right, I'll give you a genre point for that.
Brofist!
That's for you, Caleb.
Thank you.
Genre.
All right, so the killer is moving his way, just massacring people in the crowd. It is just a brutal scene as he is slashing people left and right. Since you made your finesse check, you get to him.
The genre points for adrenaline boost. I'm totally going to go bottles akimbo on your ass, man.
Okay. All right, go ahead and attack. For slashing the killer, I will say for actually damaging the killer, there are actually rules for that. You have...
Dude, I shot the killer.
Well, bullets don't really do much to him, as you can tell.
Damn, let's see
here. Do.
Oh, man, you shouldn't use the light bottles. They'll be
if
less
you roll
when you
toppers.
Stab him.
More blood, less film.
Did you roll? What'd you get?
Two fives.
All right. Well, you get two survival points. As you stab at him, he cannot get a beat on you as you are inside his reach. What'd you get, Jason? Were you rolling?
I had to pick up at the other keg.
Okay, so you did.
So I'm assuming that takes a round, right?
No, you still have to make a check every round.
Okay.
See, and Bill, what are you going to be doing?
Hurl it. Throw the barrel at him.
When I looked out the window earlier, is there any reasonable way, like...
Second floor, you could...
But, like, how terrible, like, shrubberies, drain
yeah,
pipes...
Yeah, it's a courtyard, it's like grass, so you could fall.
Can you bring it back here? At least, like, the Harris has a two.
So that'd be finesse with a plus one.
All right. I'm just gonna...
All right,
here you go. He who deals and runs away lives to deal another day.
All right.
So, my pot dealers...
Dude, you're totally not a bro, man.
Five. All right.
Yeah, bro, he's businessman.
Did anybody fail?
80s. No, I got it. Two twos.
I guess I get two survival.
Yes, you get two survival.
Bros before dough, man.
All right.
Reaganomics.
Reaganomics.
All right.
Bros
so Jason, you throw the keg at him, or are you just using it to batter him?
Hurl it.
Do I get the
gun? Yeah. You throw it at him. It knocks him down.
But he gets up again.
Yeah.
You're never gonna keep him down.
Yeah.
Pissing the night away.
You know, we tried the whiskey drink. You need to get the lager, man.
All right.
Recording a song.
So, again, you need to get to 8. Remember, you get a number equal to the number of matches you get. So, if you roll 2 matches, you get 2 points. So, if anybody can say it, they get to out of the scene. Except for Bill, since he rolled matches, he just jumps out the window.
Fuck you!
Yeah, so he's out of the scene. He's fine.
Is he still in there, too?
Hey, but Brittany's in here, too. So, what the hell is she doing?
Somebody else can play
you
Brittany.
Know, drug dealer. Not the first time.
The one that was
Oh, wait, is this the one who got attacked, or is this...
Okay. This is the one who saw the other Brittany get killed in front of her and went into hysterical.
So she's like in here to hide from other. Oh, so she's just freaking out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah! I'm going to try and follow him out the window.
All right, finesse. Yes. And what are you two doing, the two bros?
Bros!
Oh, and I've got acrobatics.
Okay, plus one for you.
I'm going to borrow one.
Bad.
Dudes. Oh, my God, I'm getting out of here. Oh.
Well, I got a kicker at him.
I got fours, but also ones.
Your secondary character or primary?
This is a secondary.
Secondary character.
So a match of fours and a match of ones.
Ones cancel out the fours.
Isn't it each one cancels out? So
yeah, that's what it says.
Cancel out somebody else's as well?
Each one cancels out a matching result.
Oh, okay.
So, they would cancel out.
So her massive acrobatic skills have her, like, tumble into the wall.
This is directly below the window that was shattered. So she
lands on glass.
Yeah, she
lands
on
glass.
Oh
god! Oh, we're going Dario Argento on this.
Yes, unfortunately, yeah. Well, this.
Well, for you to demonstrate,
does she have any survival points?
Yes. Does she? Oh, yeah. She has three. Wow.
She loses three, so she is down to zero again.
Was this Caitlin?
This is the last break game.
No, this is final break.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
All right, she's out of the scene, but she's out of survival points. If she loses any more, she'll die. All right, so the two bros, did you make your next attack roll?
Yeah. I hit him with the speaker. Well, you know sound off, bro. All
right.
Well, you know what I keep realizing is that with all the defenestration, we just keep on landing on broken glass.
I got two fives.
I see two ones.
Yeah.
Two.
All right. So
it's okay. I got survival points.
Three, five. You lose five survival points.
Oh boy.
Damn.
Do you have that many?
Yes, I did.
What do you have now?
One.
Have I been gaining any for Claudio through this?
Yeah. Every match you get like if you get two matches you get 2 points.
Oh, okay.
So
whenever you survive, I escaped the scene.
Yeah, you escaped
do
the scene.
Do I get my bonus?
You get to keep 2 survival points.
All right, cool.
You just killed my empties. I got more.
Okay, all right. Doubling down.
Fire's doing all right.
All right, go ahead and make your get your next attack rolls.
You need an ability called Brewski Generation.
Actually, you know what?
All right.
Can I use my positive quality of Brewski? Hell yeah! For attacking with him.
Again, he's superhumanly strong, so that would cancel out the penalty, but yeah.
Fives,
alright, that's 2 points for you.
I'm just doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Just pummeling him with the speaker.
Go get him, Jason.
Yeah.
I got 2 threes.
Alright, what are you up to, Jason?
7 now.
Sure, okay. Alright, one more round. You're fighting him out of the room. He's pushing it back.
Bashing him through the door.
Yeah.
Did someone just let him in? Was it like knock, knock?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was literally what happened. All right.
These light beers are repelling him, man.
That's clearly what is happening.
2s and a 1.
Oh.
I think that cancels each
yes.
other.
Yes.
I got it straight.
You failed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh. But just as it seemed like they were rallying.
Yeah.
One of them slips on the beer.
So, Jason loses 2.
Ouch.
Bro!
And you lose 2.
Bro!
Right. Oh!
So, you're slashed several times. You're getting cut up. Your beer bottle smashed.
No!
Yeah.
I can't let you beat me on my own.
I'm
just gonna, yeah.
Okay.
My own, yeah.
All right, keep.
So, yeah. Just
idiom, sir?
Yeah. Idiom, sir. Cannot think.
All right.
I'll just save
beer bugs.
Okay.
From nearby table.
2 6s. All right. Crits.
All right.
Why are
where would
signs?
College kids get signs?
It's a hotel.
Let's see here.
Only that's somebody true. Has
speaker.
The extendable all right. Thing.
All right. Jason, you
unfortunately,
get...
we don't have any.
Yeah, that's on my pull list right now. Sure. Extendable bong.
You get 3 survival points.
Okay, then
the all right. Cabin in the woods. All right,
what'd
like
you get?
Cup thing.
Yes.
Two fives.
Good.
All right, so...
You escaped, then.
Yeah, well, you knocked the killer out of the room. You managed to shut the door behind him. The killer was staggered by it. You're both cut up pretty badly.
So you get 1d3 back?
Yes, you get to keep 1d3.
So you get to keep 3.
A lot of people are dead. Many of them jumped out the windows. The party's over. So aww. And the power is out. So at this
we
point,
still got the keg, man! I'm going back to
the
it.
Killer disappears for a while.
Come on, bro.
So
take
there's
the tag,
only
man.
there's emergency lightings in only a few places. The front entrance, the and in the central courtyard. So those are the two, your two, all the characters, I'll just say for the sake of simplicity, pool up there, except for Tom, because Tom's going off starting his plane. So we'll do that next, but you guys, get to plan out what you're going to do. So I'll say all the characters can
look, according
on
to the doctor's notes, we have to get together, we have to get all the items together and reverse the beer? Ritual to get rid of
beer.
The worm thing.
You're actually out of beer now.
No, we
had
the keg.
Remember?
The keg
was stabbed several times.
The one that I set aside?
The keg was stabbed several times. That's how you avoided death. It is over.
This is where you draw the line in the sand.
It's okay, kids. We still have nose candy.
Yeah.
Party not over!
Hero, right. I immediately regret this plan.
That bastard smashed up the beer!
Yeah.
We gotta take him down.
Okay.
Okay, those of you who understand what's going on can come over here, and you guys do your plan.
I understand that recreating a nonsense occult ritual is going to do nothing for us. We need to either escape the area or call for help.
Oh, so after you've seen the thing, you're going to go ahead and shelter yourself in ignorance. That's what
obviously
you
if a man covered in worms, how would he even motivate his limbs? Worms are not the same as musculature.
Oh, God.
It doesn't make any sense.
All right, so
okay, you
are
can go on play.
Now it's Caleb's turn.
No, I'm okay here.
All right,
you know, I got a Jeep. We can always just drive out of here.
Has anyone seen the what is it? The bell, the book, and the candle? Anyone?
Aaron, you are there.
This am I upstairs with them?
No, yeah, you're out. Well, you're at the front entrance of the place, which seems to be the.
Oh, I thought I ran upstairs.
You ran. All the power went out. Like,
yeah.
It was
stay in the building alone,
together. You have the bell.
So, but I do have the bell, and what? And since I knew it was used as part of
this, this is a really useful way to avoid murder. Anyone?
True.
No things would come forward.
Brains plus Tobin spirit guide to figure out if there's any way to reverse this.
I've got notes.
So
I have them. I stole them.
Yeah, Derek just tells
purpose.
You like
okay.
that you need all three items to reverse the ritual.
Okay, is are the other items still in the auditorium?
No, the items weren't in his room, which I don't know where they are.
Well, if they were left there, possibly when everybody was being shuffled
look,
out.
Look. Whether you're looking for fanciful fetishes that will escape you, or you're trying to find the killer and call for help, either way, we need power.
Okay, that's a fair point.
True. So, I'm sure there's an emergency generator in the basement.
Yes.
I need volunteers.
Gross. Let's go
gross.
Turn it on.
Gross.
Let's go turn it on.
Who's
or
right.
death.
Tom.
I'm actually not trying to start my plane.
Yeah, that ought to keep them out of our way.
I'm trying to get someone to get a hold of someone on the plane's radio.
All right, give me a brain check.
It works so well for seeing what it takes. It's hard to turn the generator.
I'm just...
Well,
your butts.
Sevens. Sevens.
Okay. You get him. Oh, hey, this is the Coast Guard. What's going on? We're late shift.
Also, one
is
of
that,
my
yeah, yeah, this is Swim and Tailwind from.
But it doesn't. It's not working. I'm not getting signal.
It's a Hilton.
Damn it!
Is that we're at the Hilton. All of our power's out. We've got.
I know.
Very badly injured. Some kind of the fire alarm's going off. We need some people right away.
Yeah, we have an unseasonable storm heading our way. Batten down the hatches. We're losing power. A lot of it. The phone lines are down in a lot of places in your island.
Time
this
to switch
is a freak storm.
Well, we're pretty sure we've got some people dead, too.
What? Why?
They ran out of life. They have run down the curtain and joined the choir.
Right, what do you mean? What? They're
how?
Dead. I was like, I don't know. I don't bloody well know how they died, but they're... Look, we need some people right away. Anyone you can get.
They died.
This is an ex-tourist.
We'll try.
Murder.
It's getting to be like hurricane conditions. It's very bad. It's I've never seen anything like this.
Oh, great. Wait a minute. This is the. Oh no, wait. He's off away from us. So I don't
yeah,
know
yeah.
He is.
Fine.
Just let some people know. Get someone here. I don't care who it is. Just someone with sirens and flashing lights. Anything you can get.
This is much easier.
Okay. All right. So you do
so
that. Give me another brains
storm.
Check.
Hello. Stormageddon, you might say.
Nope.
Storm apocalypse.
All right.
Everybody's like, fine.
You do that. You start walking back It is pouring out there. You smell wet earth all around you as you walk inside. What are you going to do?
Where's it coming from?
Nearby, you can't tell exactly. It's a smell. It's not really directional.
I'm going to then aim for like wide open spaces. Like I'm going to walk in through parking lots, avoiding.
Okay, so you're just backing out and running around the side of the building. Then.
Never update the sound.
Sorry, I'm not approaching any place that could have someone waiting behind it.
Okay, give me a finesse check.
Which means my next phone is calling me an Android device. Just. Have you seen the Nexus 7? I'm probably getting one of those.
So you spend all your alteration points on
really
the attributes.
Like
all right.
230. That's all right.
So what'd you get? Nothing.
That's
nothing.
Not bad. All right.
You are surprised as the lookout, and the wet earth smell is following you. You look behind you. You can see the hooded figure.
Hates airplanes.
Look, mate.
Especially when they're bells.
I know you probably got business to attend to. Because maybe just give a bro a head start, maybe.
Bros.
All right, I'll give you a genre point for that. But
you're going
make
for
one.
Fair play. That's
yeah.
Defense.
Give me a finesse check to run away.
I was expecting you to predator it and just challenge it to a duel.
Nothing.
All right, you fail. That is is this your first survival scene or not? Is this the first
time? I joined in the fight in the basement.
Okay, you joined in the fight in the basement. Did you fail any checks back then?
No.
All right, so you failed your first check. Your primary character, you get one pass.
Oh,
so you critically fail that one because you rolled a one. He catches up to you as you start running back. The machete strikes overhead, barely missing you. What are you going to do?
It's going to be good. It's like, fucking hell! It's just going to be good.
All right, run. Give me another finesse check.
God damn it.
Sorry,
this
thing.
One.
Two ones. Your primary character. Let's take a look here.
Fuck.
Oh yeah, they only do that for secondary characters. So you get two survival points. Because you did get matches in your primary character. Alright, so you're just gonna keep running?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, go ahead and give me another check.
I will continue to try not to be near him.
Nope.
All right. you lose one.
Oh, my God. Tom Church is not rolling like Tom Church.
Nope. He's not
rolling.
Something
has happened.
Thad's back. That's why.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The world has turned on its side.
You lose two survival points.
Oh, well, Ross is rolling like it's Tom, though.
Yeah. No, I was rolling crappy. If I wanted to roll a six.
No, you're rolling like you're trying
all
to
right.
hurt Tom.
But you're getting close to the front of the building. You can yell for help if you want.
Well,
if you want to, or if you have four genre points, you can pull another character in. Otherwise, this next check is going. So if somebody near the front of the building wants to volunteer and go hear that thing, that sound outside, that could be a yell for help, or it could just be the
bros.
Yeah.
Is there no
bros?
All right, so two bros do that.
Not the bros.
All right, you rush out to the side of the building. All right, so there's the killer. He's about to kill the pilot.
Go along! Football.
All right. Ever give me... that's a brawn check.
Football?
It's on my inventory.
All right, then.
All right.
Or it's a power game.
I'll give me another finesse check.
Footballs at will.
I'm the quarterback, man.
Grease.
All right, you get two survival points for that. What about you two?
You win a fucking Nobel Prize because you can summon footballs. God,
I'm
going
to tackle the guy. Like he's going to—he's aiming right. for the.
That's a minus one.
Hit him with the,
that's a minus one, bro.
And by
that's
the way,
fine. So you're at four. You're at
positive
4D6.
Quality of quarterback.
3D6. He totally lifts. Totally
doesn't
lifts.
Matter. 3D6.
3D6. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Staying can out. Only ever have a plus or minus
I'm staying
one.
Out.
So. 3d6. You're tackling a worm man. Bang.
Yeah.
Force.
That's a good idea.
All right. You get two fours. You bonk it on the head. You give the guy time to run away.
I got two twos. Take
okay.
that.
All right. You tackle him. You manage to get away. So you're out of the scene. So it's just you two now. All right. The worm monster, the worm man, like just reaches up. You feel the clammy hands. Give me a fright check as thousands of worms start.
What is that again?
Spirit with a minus one penalty.
3d10. Good luck.
You killed my beer, man. Now it's personal.
Yeah.
Oh, you killed my buzz.
Nope.
No. All right, you're paralyzed with fear. You have you have
paralyzed
to tackle.
Paralyzed in his grip, both wiggling and somehow iron hard.
Threes.
That's what she
said. You knock him off. It's on you now. Give me a fear check. You run off into the night. You're gone for the scene.
Claudio.
Deuce.
Deuce. All right.
She's still.
So you get two survival points.
No, we were all together.
It's just you and the killer now.
Good luck.
Her job is just to wander into scenes.
It's now the storm is picking up pretty intense. All physical activities are going to be at a minus one penalty because it's fucking pitch black and there's a near hurricane.
And Vin
doesn't matter. I'm
just
talking about David. What are you going to do?
Rip the shirt off and just dive in, wailing fists first.
Minus one.
But he ripped his shirt off, though.
Minus one.
Genre point, at least. Please.
Yeah, genre point, I'll give you that.
Fours.
Holy
and
crap.
A one.
And a... Oh, that
no,
one.
No fours.
No fours.
Wait, you're a primary, aren't you?
I'm a primary.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
it's
a force. Yeah,
he gets his fours. He's a primary.
Oh, yeah, he does. He, yeah.
He's only sacrificed the Brittany Brigade.
All right. So you just need to get to eight.
No, I still want to.
If you're just going to keep fighting him.
Does that count as one, or...
No, the ones only cancel out for secondary attacks.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you just got... Wow.
Did you get...
I got fours.
Survival
so
points for...
You get
two
survival.
Okay.
Two survival.
You match two dice, you get 2 points.
If you
match
three dice,
you would get 3 points.
If you match four dice, you're ass.
You would
and
be...
And you also get four.
Yes.
And I'm also four.
Yeah. So, what is your survival at right now?
Seven.
All right. If you get one more...
You will beat it to death. I'm sure that will go well.
Oh.
Nothing?
Nothing.
All right. Any ones?
No ones.
All right.
2, 4, 6.
You lose 2 survival.
Next one, so it's...
So you're down to 5. Go ahead and roll again.
There's a reason I have sound boards.
Ooh, pair of ones.
Wait, is this your primary?
Yeah, it's primary.
Oh, it's your primary. You're fine.
Let's see. If you rolled all ones, you'd be dead immediately. But you're not. So... All right, that's 2 ones. Yeah, you're back up. So
2 survival points.
To yeah. 7?
Yep.
Again.
He just needs more one.
More man,
don't suck.
Strong.
Come on.
Oh, that's a one.
That's
oh.
Yep. You're a primary character.
3. Minus 3. So... Oh, no, 4, because you do get... All characters lose an additional point for every one rolled, so you lose 4 survival points.
Oh!
Okay. Wow.
This is going to be a long fight, man.
Or a short one.
Or a short one.
Come on.
If you roll 3 ones, you're...
Let me come back.
Oh,
two
fives.
Yeah.
Wait, is this your secondary or
yeah,
primary?
Yeah,
2.
Primary.
Oh, if you're primary, then good. Okay,
so that puts
two.
You back up to 5.
Yeah.
God. This is tense.
This
yeah.
is a seesawing fight.
Yeah.
This is like the missing by inches.
Can Beatrice see this?
Yeah, I would see so. Yeah.
Our plan is to
like
go away.
It's like
yeah, no, you'll guys be able to put the power on in the next scene.
This is the black guy boxing Jason on top of the rooftop, and Jason takes.
Yeah, no, this really is. This is how they padded the movie out. Like, all right, we have the guy in the worm costume fight the MMA guy for like 10 minutes.
That puts me back up to 7.
All right.
Mr. Argento, is this really going to keep our audience's attention? I don't know.
We have no money, you see.
And that one was for Britney. And that one was for Britney.
And this is for the U.S. of A.
Yeah.
And this was for the beer.
All right.
This is for the other beer.
This is for my mom.
And a one.
And a one.
God damn it, David. Seal the deal. 3.
Oh, were you at
you
7
lose 3.
And you got...
Keep rolling that. This
oh my god.
Damn it.
1.
All right, I'm going to say the next roll, if you fail, you die. If you succeed, you manage to defeat him. So,
okay.
So that all that matters, yeah, because it's gone on long enough. All right.
Or you could try and do something other than punch.
Yeah.
Nope.
No,
that's
not for this character.
You.
You know?
Yeah.
I haven't been anywhere in a while, actually,
yeah.
And I do have pistol marksmanship. I know bullets don't hurt it, but could I distract it?
You could. All right, give me a finesse check.
You could see
right.
this from the big group and be like, nah.
I do pistol marksman as
right,
a...
Yeah, plus one.
Right.
Actually, then, no, that'll just cancel out
they
the
seem
penalty.
To have
okay.
this well in hand, and...
8.
Claudio? Come on, dear.
Yeah, all right, so go ahead and make your roll, David.
Actually, going to do something special on
okay.
this one. Back of the pants, pulling out that bottle from the bar.
Okay.
Smashing, and then just, let's try something different.
Okay. It's pouring rain.
Anyways. It would be nice if you were
pouring rain is it's still flammable liquid, man.
It's the wind. It is a near hurricane.
Ah, well.
You burn your face.
All right. So, David, you knock him. It's shot. It's knocked away. You kick it, you knock it with a bottle. You scrabble to your feet, and the worms sink into the ground. Meanwhile, as soon as you saw the fight happen, Beecher saw the fight happen, you rush to the basement.
Oh, yeah.
To the generator. Give me a brains check for someone to turn it on.
Plus, can we do that in...
One for resourceful?
I'll give you that.
All right.
And, David, you have one survival point now.
1, 6, 5, 4, 2.
All right, you're working at it. Someone else can try.
Can we help?
1, 6, 5, 4.
It's an 80s movie. A woman can't do something like that.
Aww. Aww. It'd be great.
See who went with her?
2 7s.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, the man did it.
Yep, the man did it. All right.
I've worked on boats all my life.
That's fine. All right, so you get the power back.
Don't roll your eyes at me.
All right. Let's see here. All right, so you got the power back on. What's your plan?
Find the fucking things and do the stuff.
All right, catch up. You catch up. Everyone's caught up except for Jason.
Wait. Where did Hero go?
Oh, God.
So she's wandered off looking for her.
As soon as I get back inside...
Look, Major Arthur, we need to fix this.
I'm actually going to acknowledge your American room. Football is a legitimate sport.
We need to look into the auditorium.
All right, I'll give you a point for that. That was a good one, Mark. Hero, actually, is looking around.
I think I need a beer.
She sees a furtive-looking guy looking out from his room. He's like, hey, you!
Claudia! Here. Is my old boyfriend in there?
What? I don't know.
He wandered off.
I need help getting out of here, come here. It's not safe out there.
Oh, ghost.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
Okay, so you Hero's in the room and says, hey, look,
My sister's gonna get us out of here. She does her homework and
stuff. She does?
And she reads. Oh. She's really smart.
She reads.
Good. Because, look, I really need to get out of here.
Everything.
What's your name?
I'm Hero.
Hi, Hero. You can call me Steve. Yeah, Steve. Look, he grabs back. I really need to get out of here. It's really important I get out.
Me too.
All right, but do you have a car or something like that?
I think we do.
Okay.
Somebody said something about a G.
Doesn't Claudio have the keys?
Claudio has the keys.
Yeah. My boyfriend has the keys.
Where's your boyfriend?
I don't know. Have you seen him? Claudio!
I want every time she says, I don't know if you've seen him, to follow up with calling his name.
Look, just take me to your friends, and I'll go with you. I just really, we need to get to where there's a lot of people, and it's safer numbers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so you start...
Do you have, a lantern, and a hammer, and a something? I don't know. They said we needed it because there were, ghosts?
What? You mean like a bell, a book, and a candle?
Yeah, that's it. We need that thing for the ghosts.
What ghosts? No, don't worry about those.
It's like poltergeist. You see that?
He clutches
so
the bag.
That kid was
he
so creepy.
He clutches the bag.
And that old lady, she was all wrinkly and gross and short. It was terrible.
Do you want something to drink?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Here, he grabs a bottle, a mini bottle from the... Cool. Here. Why don't you just go ahead and down that?
Okay.
All right. Let's just give here. Just keep on.
You
drinking.
Have no value.
He just
on
gives
the
you a hand. Just keep drinking those every time you want to talk. Just tell me where your friends are. He starts pushing you along. He's clutching the bag.
They went to the fuse box or something.
So many raven
So you're leading Steve along.
This doesn't taste very good.
No, it's not.
I like apple teenies.
We're not at the bar. Look. All right. So Hero wanders back with Steve, who's clutching a bag. You guys have gotten to the basement, and you turn the generator back on. After the epic fight in which
I beat that worm thing into the ground, man!
So...
Or we've got power. We need the things.
They weren't in his room, and they weren't in the.
All right.
I found this guy, and he wants to leave, but he doesn't know anything about ghosts, and he hasn't seen.
I'm pretty sure he's got one. He's got one.
So
we
have.
Okay, so everyone can give me a. Aside from Hero, because obviously she doesn't realize it. Everyone else, give me a brain check with a minus one penalty.
Two ones.
Fives.
Two tens.
Pass.
Fives.
Two ones.
Okay, those of you who make it, realize Steve is acting really nervous and clutching his bag, especially when you're talking about the objects.
So, hey, well, Steve,
we've got ones.
What
we've got
there?
Books. What else?
What do you got there?
Nothing. What? I have my bag. It has my things in it.
So,
yeah.
You have... Does it look like one of these things? I'm going to show him the bell.
No.
God damn it!
It's like... Hey, he's got something in the bag I think we need to have a look at.
Right.
So,
Okay, you
want to help him out?
There's two ways this can go down. I can punch you in the face, and I can take the bag, or I can take the bag and then punch you in the face.
That's a genre.
No,
genre.
Yeah.
All right, give me a brawn check to intimidate him.
There's got to be a bonus or something.
I'll give you a plus one.
Do you live?
Yeah.
What are your positives?
Quarterback, brusky, hell yeah, charmingly stupid, and bros!
No, I said quarterback on that one.
Yeah.
Fours.
All right. Oh, God, don't hit me in the face.
Hit him in the face after you get the bag. So you're a man of your word. You're the quarterback.
All right. Just a little one.
Sorry.
So wait, are we three for three?
Could we skip the towel whipping and go straight to the escape?
All right, he has the candle.
Happy lives after this
open
part.
Open bag. So,
it
has a candle in it.
No, man,
we can't skip the towel.
Okay, Steve, where's the book?
So wait,
that's an important part of the
boss.
Hey,
my boss had it. I know he had it in his office last I saw him.
Okay, where's your boss's office?
This way.
Then?
Oh God.
All right, you go to his office. He's gone.
This is going
to
be
the
so
book isn't there
ratings,
either.
This will be ratings gold.
When you, then, so you're like, where the fuck did your boss go? Fortunately, the security cameras are still on, are now on, because the power's back on, and you can see a car pulling out. And you recognize it as a boss's car. It's a car's pulling out of the parking lot.
Shit!
So anyways, Jason, Mr. Claudio, who ran off into the wilderness by himself.
You do have the keys.
Yeah, there are other cars in the parking lot, so there are multiple vehicles. Anyways, you recover, you fall to the ground, and you're like, you finally
Let's
recovered
get that
your
fucker.
Mind.
We'll take my Jeep!
Anyways, then you feel, the ground is just soaking wet, it's mud, obviously, you're covered in mud. As you stumbled around, you fell a few times, you're just covered in it, and then you start feeling things crawling on
Yay.
Your skin. What are you going to do?
Brush it off, and
okay.
then, like, look around trying to figure out where I am.
All right, that would be a brains check. Minus one, because it's
yes.
dark in the...
All right, roll a d10. 3d10. You're not smart.
You're hosed.
How much survival do you have?
He has...
I got a one!
I gotta roll that.
Only a one?
Yeah, well, I got a four and a two.
He has three left because he rolled.
Alright, so he rolled a one and no matches?
Yeah.
Alright, so that's a d3 minus plus one. Three?
No, one.
Yeah, you lose two survival.
He's
you're
down to one.
Huh?
He's down to one.
Yeah, he's down to one. So you're like, you're totally lost. You don't know where the hell you are.
Does he have to roll a freaking object?
Yeah, he does.
Just being helpful.
D10s, 4D10.
Yeah.
Unless there's a penalty.
No, he's not. It's not the killer yet, kind of.
Worms. Yeah, no, I got it. It's
nothing. Well, two fives.
Okay, so you're not totally panicked yet. What are you gonna do? You don't know which way you're at. You're in sort of a wooded area.
I was going this way, so I turn right around 180 and I go back the other way.
All right. So you start. All right. So you give me a finesse check.
Back the other way.
Minus one because it's fucking dark and slick.
Can he get a one back for totally lifts?
No, because he's running around in the dark. All right,
38.
Oh, wait a minute. What are the other ones he's got as his positives?
War veteran and staying alpha.
No, war veteran.
Two
he
sixes.
Knows how to track things.
All right, two sixes. That's two points.
Oh, wow.
You're running through there. You see a light up ahead. It's getting closer.
Go toward the light.
All right.
No, it's too early.
give me as you're looking though, you see movement along the sides. You look around and you looks like, oh my god, are you being chased by something? Give me a brains check. The next one is going to be you think you're being attacked by something, or you think you see there's
trees
something
are
in
moving.
The trees. Are
brains. Moving. It's D10, 4D10.
Minus one because it's dark.
3D10.
I got nothing.
All right, so
still the light.
Let's see here.
Light.
That's
yes.
Two.
You're moving towards the light.
Minus two.
He's down to one.
All right, so you're panicked. You're sure there's the killer's out there right next to you. Or
oh god! Now I run toward the light.
All right, one more finesse check. If you make
that's
it, you'll get there. If not, you'll die.
Apparently, there's a penalty. So 3D8.
Yeah, because it's dark and it's slick.
He really wants to kill.
That's what she said.
One.
Yes.
One.
No.
Topical.
Ones.
Three sixes?
Fuck.
All right. 3 points. You get
one,
back to the hotel.
Six. Come on.
Three
genre point for 3 sixes.
No. Not for metagaming.
So does he escape?
Yes, he does escape.
All right. So I got to reset his point.
Yeah. All right.
He have three again. God damn. Claudia won't go down.
No, right?
Yeah. Too many characters.
I thought he was going to get hit by the car. I thought that would have been perfect.
Well, if you had failed those checks. Here's how it's going to work. First off, you have to get the book, which the guy is trying to manage. Carlos' manager is trying to drive away in the store.
Well, I'm a risk taker, so I'm just going to run after
you know,
this car.
Since this is
gun.
An 80s movie,
yeah,
we totally have to take my Jeep, man.
All right, yeah, you have your Jeep with
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm going to hang on to the Jeep with my pistol. All
right.
Because he's a human, at least.
Wait, aren't we all in the basement? How do we see this?
No, you got
back
up in the basement. All
right.
Yeah, you got back up.
So we see Claudia run in?
Yeah, the fight took a while, so you had time to turn the power back on.
Go back
in there.
Up, and then we saw the... Yeah,
Steve went with you, and then, all right, so...
Steve was there.
Is anybody else going in the Jeep?
I was on the moon.
No. I'm going on the Jeep.
But
I'm a risk taker, man.
Yeah,
I'll
go negative. This is my big break.
Yeah.
I'll take my sports car.
Okay. All right, take another car.
Oh, wait, there's a sports car? No,
yeah.
I do. Come on.
All right, so drivers, give me finesse checks.
Wait a minute. I can take my car, because isn't Caitlin still alive?
Yeah, Caitlin, I will drive you.
Yeah, she's the driver. That's her skill.
Hero, Caitlin, and... No, Hero... Hero, Claudio, and all my characters will go with David.
Okay.
Because we want to escape.
Thanks
okay.
for helping. Thanks for bringing us out.
We've got a limousine.
Two fours.
Room. 2 8s on my driving.
Okay.
So.
2 8s and you're rolling 8s.
I failed that drive.
You failed that drive.
Oh max 8s. That's...
Well, this is not a survival scene, or it's not a kill scene because the killer's in here. You're chasing after the dude and trying not to fucking crash because storm. You though, well, I mean,
fine,
you can't earn
Jeep.
Survival
we'll
points, but you
limo.
Can't hurt the bad guy yet because he's not there.
I think you probably would jump in.
Yeah,
your
you
car
though.
As well.
You lose two. Did you roll any ones? No.
You can't hurt the bad guy.
You
yet,
lose two survival points.
All right.
Are you? What are you down to?
I'm on zero.
You're on zero. All right.
Hey.
Everyone peels out except for you. You're going. You go off the road. You skid out, and you're going down a ravine. So you need to. You need to like not. Crash into the trees. You two drivers, David and Aaron are the other drivers. You two need to make your checks to catch up to the car.
Also, you have drivers positive.
Yeah, I do have drivers.
All right, you get a plus one for that. Minus one. Well, the minus one for that will cancel out. So you're rolling normal. You're rolling a minus one.
Okay. So
because terrible storm out. So
seven.
Two sevens.
Yeah. All right,
you're fine, David.
Caitlin.
That's right. That is what I pay you for.
Bill?
I thought you paid me to
yes,
kill
sir.
People.
Go and see if you crash.
Roll to not die.
Yep.
You weren't an assassin. You were
a genius. Oh, yeah, you weren't going with him. I thought you were wrong.
You may be far more interesting than I realized. We have to talk later.
There may be a
five.
All right, so your car crashes, right. But you don't die. So,
all right,
but your wheels probably spin in the mud,
yeah.
Leaving
yeah.
you alone by the woods in a car.
Yeah. All right, so that's where Bill is. You two catch up with your vehicles to Carlos. Carlos is trying to get to the cousin, trying to get to escape. What are you going to do?
Can I do a trick to cut him off?
You can?
Yeah, because you're the driver.
What are you going to do, David? You can do something if you're the passenger.
Well.
No, he's driving himself.
I'm driving the
Jeep. What car are you in?
I'm in my car
okay.
that she's driving.
Okay,
and
well, so what you
with
can
him.
Do something also.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm going to demand
these two.
Yeah. I was at Thad. You can do something too.
So I have this. I have a shiny gun. No,
yeah. Are you going to use it?
No, I'm not going to use it. I'm going to use it for threatening purposes.
It will work. All
right. All right.
Which would be drawn,
I'm going to try to cut him off.
Okay.
I am.
With your and accident. Failed.
All right.
Nope. No matches on...
You lose a survival point. Or you gain survival points for this thing, because this is a car chase. It is dangerous during a storm at night. So remember the points you earned, but you lost one. So you skid off. You don't crash, because I assume you have positive survival points. Aaron, what about you?
Let me roll.
All right. So you're rolling normal.
What are you doing? Why don't we just get out of here?
And I guess since we caught up to them, does the negative still apply?
No. Yeah. It's
still rainy.
Yeah. It's still a storm.
Okay.
Hurricane-like storm.
Okay. Let's see if I can cut them off at the pass.
It will be like that for the entirety of this game.
Shoot.
Any ones?
Yep. There's one. Yes.
All right. So,
sorry, I may have killed us all.
-4 survival points.
Oh, shit. Caitlin, yeah, she's dead.
All right, negatives. All right, so here's what happens.
I'm so sorry.
You were belted in. Yeah, you launch off the road into there, and Caitlin is impaled by
just
a tree.
Good old boys.
Did you make? Give me a finesse check.
A finesse check.
Yeah. Because you crashed, you were belted in.
Actually, two.
All right, yeah, you're not. You know, you're fine. Except for Caitlin, me, give me freak out check. All right, so you skidded off. You're still chasing.
Oh, and do I need to make a survival?
I'm in a jeep, so it's okay. So like,
hold on, let's get.
What are you doing? Why are we still chasing him? Didn't you see what just happened?
I do not freak out.
Okay. So, David, what'd you get?
Two-twos.
All right, you hit him in the back. Yeah. What is that police tactic here where they hit the rear tire? Anyways.
Oh, hitting them in the rear tire.
Yeah. You hit him.
Fishtail.
Yeah. You calls him the fishtail. He spins out and crashes inside. Yeah, you are in the back car. Yeah.
I'm
horrified. Anyways, he slams in there and tumbles. In fact, his car flips over. But he stopped him.
It's an 80s movie.
Well, it's in the rain.
So no, it can't explode because it has a plot critical item in it.
Oh, wait, where's the guy?
It flips
that
over
32
times.
Is he in the Jeep with us?
Yeah, I'll say it's
a ride.
No, he actually would have been in Thad's car.
It was in my car.
Oh, I was in Gregory was in there with him because he was carrying the item. So,
oh, if he was crashed, then you need to
make a
fitness
check. Okay, now I can do that. So.
Yeah.
I'm gonna crawl out of the car now.
Yeah.
2 5s. So.
All right. Gregory survives. Steve does not survive. He was in there. Again, it was an editing error, but continuity error.
Steve's dead.
But his candle's okay. And
I acquire candle and put in my inventory.
Yeah.
Get candle.
All right. So all the cars stop.
Kenny, I'm just looking at. Hey, hotel manager, dude. You got something I want.
All right, he's crawling out of the wreck of his car.
Wrecked him.
Yeah.
Damn near killed him.
You're nearby.
Whackity smackity do.
Bill, give me a brains check. No penalty. This is actually easy to see.
And yet.
Triple threes.
Oh. Okay. You see the killer silhouetted by the lights of the front lobby.
Very nicely framed.
Yeah.
Like a lot of
he's going in there. Who's still left in the front lobby? You, Tom, give me a brains check.
You, Tom, check brain.
Nope. Nope. Oh, minus one.
Oh.
All right. Roll D3 to establish your starting survival. Two. So, let's see. D3 minus one. Two, you lose two. The catcher sneaks up on you. The killer.
And the catcher in the rack.
Yeah. All right, so Tom's being menaced by the killer while you guys are out there on the road. I assume assembling the artifact.
Yeah.
Since
I'm assembling the shit out of some artifacts.
All right, so you're out on the road. You two are in the car. What are you doing while these idiots are assembling the gravity?
Taco!
I'm taking my three characters.
Nickel.
Moving over
Noodle.
To the driver's seat. To and I'm hauling ass out of there.
All right, give me a driving check. A finesse check with a minus one.
All right.
Self-reliant?
Does that what mean? Vehicle are you taking?
It's a... No,
Chief. There's a bunch of people there with you.
You got out of it.
With the keys.
Ah, damn it. Bro's not stupid.
Actually, I would say you need to spend genre points for that.
How many?
It's going to be whoever wants to spend more. So, start at one. All right, you bid one. Are you going to bid one, Caleb?
I bid four.
Are you going to
bid five? I'll see your four and raise you another.
Five?
I'm done. I won't spend.
All right. So you have to spend five genre points.
To prevent Caleb from exiting the game.
Yes.
Like a sane person.
None of that sanity in this movie, Caleb.
All right. Just would be sane.
You know, he should get a penalty for that on genre because nobody ever acts sane in the slasher flick.
It's fine.
They do. They're just not allowed to.
It's all just right. Allowed to work.
Yeah.
Because you stopped them.
All right, so you're assembling the artifacts trying to figure out what to do.
I've got his notes. Does that help?
Yeah. Well, you have to read the book.
I've got a flashlight.
It's better not to do it in the middle of a raging storm. So if you do it in the car, you could go back to the hotel. So you can.
There's a car right here. It'd be more dramatic.
Yeah.
Just crawl inside.
All right. So, Tom.
I am going to run away.
All right. That's a finesse check.
Yes, it is.
You people are idiots. I hate you and everything.
Five. All right. So, two survival that's points.
Great. It worked once. Yeah. So, I'm going to keep just... You know,
all right.
Distance firing at the thing to try to keep it.
All right, minus one. That will
until it starts to notice that it's not effective. All right.
If you could do that once, it'll turn its attention to you.
Yeah, twos.
All right, Tom, you run and it gets shot in the head, and it turns around and heads out into the woods.
Like, what the fuck? Like, you're awesome.
All right, that's nice. All right, so Bill.
By the way, that was not at all. I mean, it was
not gangster. Yeah,
it was.
Oh, okay. Totally gangster. Nice.
Because you know.
Yeah.
You got lucky.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know you wanna.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'll give you a genre point for that. Yeah. All right. So Bill is being chased by the monster. What are you gonna do?
Run.
All right. Finesse minus one.
Nope.
Okay. three minus three survival points.
Dead.
Dead. All right.
Dead.
So I'm at the.
So it's like you're in the mid stride. Yeah. It snips your Achilles tendon.
All right. Here's what happened. Actually,
can I be like just at the door? Like, you got it, man. You got it. Oh.
What happens is you start running, but as soon as it touches the wet earth, it sinks into the ground, dissolving into worms. And then a moment later, a pile of worms and just stabs you in the chest as you're just looking at it in shock.
I was hoping the pile came up and he just runs into the pile of worms.
And then a skeleton falls
out. And then a skeleton falls out. To blame. Also that.
Yeah. Alright, so give me a brains check.
And also, no, don't worry. I've read about it. No, I've read about it.
I'll give you a bunch.
That's my actual goal.
You knew what this was.
No, I didn't.
Are you assembling the artifacts?
3/4.
Alright, you're speaking, you read it, and you realize you need to be within the presence of the thing. So you
hey, somebody get the thing!
Yeah, you have to go over. So you guys have one last year. What is your plan? So
I'm trying to hotwire the car.
Alright, brains minus one.
Get out of my Jeep, grab.
Alright, so dear not, okay, so there's that. So
the Jeep also, by the way, no doors, no top, because
Bill,
it's
you can play Claudio, since he's in the Jeep, I assume. Because he got back.
Aaron's also in the Jeep.
Yes.
Oh, she's really happy.
Jeep.
She's been looking for him for the entire movie. Man.
Bro fest.
Bros! Dude, we gotta go out to the coast, get some surfboards.
Why are we just hanging out here?
Cruise high five in this thing.
Are you insane?
This is spring break! Spring break!
Genre points.
Wow. All right.
They're not dead.
Okay, I've known people like this. Hold on. Okay, if we're going to stop this party fowler, we need to bring him here and put an end to this, right?
Yeah! Metal!
All right, first off, let's resolve the fate of the Jeep. Claudio, are you going to try and get the keys from David's character? Or if, because that's what Beatrice and Hero are both telling you, we need the keys.
Bros,
well, Hero's probably making out with Claudio.
Okay, alright. Alright, so they bro fist and start making out.
Bros
and Beatrice
before,
is
dude.
Futilely trying.
Can I get a genre point for that?
I'll give you a genre point for that, yeah. So they're ignoring everything. Babe, we could be dead any minute now, so. Yeah.
Dude, there's blood in the back.
You feel alive?
Yeah. God, damn it.
Come on, baby. You don't want to die a virgin. That's right. The funniest fucking thing. All ever. Right.
So, so Beatrice or Hero and Claudio are just in the Jeep. Is Beatrice going to be trying to hotwire the Jeep when they are?
Apparently,
you gonna,
I got yanked out.
No. That's the thing, David. Are you going to yank her out because she's going to try and hotwire the car?
Yeah.
All right.
As soon as I see her, all
right. That's finesse versus rocking. Finesse versus brawn. And you both get a plus one on it.
Who rolls finesse? Who rolls brawn?
You roll finesse. He rolls brawn.
All right.
Two threes
and two ones.
Two sevens.
Primary height wins. All right. Here's the thing, David. You can't get her out unless you, if you do that, you can't help out with the whole summoning or stopping the monster thing. So if that's
she's messing with his ride, man.
Well, all right. So in that case, those characters are out for this conflict. So
you're messing with my ride.
All right. So they're still arguing.
I'm immersed.
All right. So. Beatrice won that fight, so give me one more finesse check. If you make that, you steal the keys from him.
Oh, so I just pretend to hotwire the car so I can steal his keys?
Yes.
Yeah, two sixes.
Alright, so she steals the keys. She starts it, so she starts driving off. You can give me a brawn check to hang on as she's stealing your ride.
Steering wheel to the side.
Alright, you're hanging
God
on first.
Damn it, David.
Why would you do that, man?
Obviously
stealing my car. All
right, so all right, that's going to be a separate scene. We'll do that that as they drive off into the hurricane storm with the trying to escape.
Should we bring the artifacts to the monster so he can stop it?
No, that you all have the artifacts. Derek and Bishop,
we'd like to banish
the
monster.
The bell.
Could we
you
go,
have the
please?
Bell, and you got the book from the car.
Yeah.
So
we just need the thing.
Yeah. So,
we'd like to banish the monster. Could we go, please?
All right, so Derek and Alien Guy,
Grigori,
are the only ones Rich. Left, I believe, to fight the monster.
I'm still at the hotel.
You're still at the hotel. What are you going to be doing, Tom?
Can I actually see a car?
You saw Bill get killed. Like,
I don't know, can I see like any sign of a car?
Yeah, you see lights up, but yeah, in the distance, and you can see the killer moving towards that.
Wait, we can see where the killer is?
No,
he can
because he's nearer to the lights.
All right. Like,
I mean, we saw where it was when Bill got
killed. What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck? Grab a fire extinguisher. Like, oh, let's fucking do this.
Okay.
Worms hate fire extinguishers.
They do.
It's a well-known fact.
Yeah.
All right. So all right. So it's you three.
Fire extinguishers were their natural predator.
All right. So this is the final confrontation. All right. Actually, confrontation. We'll do the monster first, and then the chasing because they're happening at the same time.
Have you ever
time.
Seen a fire extinguisher?
So we're cutting back from time.
Breathtaking.
All right. For the banishment. All right. Here's how it's gonna work. Derek, you have to roll brains and get to 8 survival.
I've read about this.
You have to do that. If you roll ones, though, it will count double because you've read about this.
Can we assist him in this?
This is the banishment, just to kill the one for all. You two need to keep the monster from killing you, so you two need to be using... if you don't gain survival, the monster will get... You're running interference.
Yes.
If you need to... sure. The monster has to kill both of you before he can get to Derek.
Okay.
So,
can I run around distracting it with a flash from my camera?
You can, but again, it's the same mechanic. So,
please tell me it's a Polaroid.
So at this point, the monster's killed enough that it can actually split off. There are actually two of them now. And they're both, so each of you have a worm thing. Finding you.
I know a doctor that can take care of that.
So that's how it's going to be. It's going to be a survival thing. You have to get 8 survival with the book. You have a plus one to it, but if you get any ones, they'll still count because your overconfidence will kick in. That's your negative quality.
No, risk taker is my negative quality.
Oh, I thought it was, you changed that?
No, it was always risk taker.
Okay. Never mind. So you just, you have a plus one to it, but you need to get 8.
Okay.
All right, so everybody,
Australia.
You're just running around with the flash distracting. That's finesse. Physical, minus one, because you're out in a hurricane storm. You could slip and fall. What about you?
Fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher, you're going to use it to fight. I'll give you the plus one for one round, because you're using the fire extinguisher on him.
Yeah.
Two pair, sevens and threes.
All right, so that's 4 on the very first one.
Damn!
Failure, and I have one.
All right. Minus two.
I have a failure, and I have a minus, and I made a one. So I.
You made a one.
So you, yeah, you lose two survival points.
Okay.
You had.
I'm at zero, so.
You're okay. You were at two survival points.
Yes.
All right. So you're at zero. Eight. Two eight. So you gain two survival. So you're
yeah, maximum.
Yeah, you're doing fine. So. Okay. You break the fire extinguisher over it.
No,
right?
He rolled eights on eights, so he gets 1d3 for.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Eights on eights, mofo.
Two, plus yeah.
You gotta learn to chill out.
All right, so you use up the fire extinguisher, so it's gone. So next round you'll have to deal with a minus one if you're doing a physical thing. All right,
that's
so
the base of the monster.
Yeah. All right, so Aaron, are you still doing the same thing?
Yes, I'm gonna.
All right, what about you?
Now, hurling the fire extinguisher.
Minus one. Hurricane. Fire extinguisher.
So, do I roll another attempt?
Yes.
At wizardry?
Nothing.
Sixes and threes.
Nothing.
What?
But no one.
Fastest backwards incantation ever.
I
right,
practiced.
You lose three.
I'm dead.
You're
well,
dead.
I read about
Aaron
this.
Is unfortunate. Do you want to narrate your death or should I?
I'm pretty much consumed.
Consumed.
Survival
like
is up to 10. While
flashing, I try to run around. It comes out of the ground, and I do enter an Exodus skeleton. So
I like that.
I love that too.
So Aaron does that
with one last flash. With my
the camera bounces off several times,
along with your skull.
Along with your skull.
Right as I go, Nikto.
All right. So and the worms are blasted into nothingness.
Oh, I actually have my secondary, Carl. He never came into play.
Oh yeah,
who's Carl?
Carl.
I think it's a little late for Carl.
Yeah. No, Carl gets hit by the Jeep as it tries.
Yeah.
Hey guys, Carl just went on foot to escape. He's like, fuck all this, I'm leaving. And then he's plowed into by the Jeep.
As they fight over the wheel, they hit a pedestrian.
All right, so.
I get to drive, it's my ride.
All right, this is an opposed thing. Beatrice, are you just trying to get away
this
at all costs?
Still happening.
So does the storm immediately vanish? When
it's winding down. But this is going on while you're doing your chant. So, Beatrice, what is your strategy? Are you going to try and scrape them off the things on the side of the road, the railing, or are you going to try and stop the car, or are you just going to try and like fling him off?
I'm going to try and distract him to give him a penalty on his roll.
Are you going
to
flash
him? I mean, in character, what are you trying to do? Like, what are you trying
to do? I thought I knew.
Are you just trying to get as much distance and not just ignore him, or what? Like, how are you going to deal with the guy on the side of your head?
I'm going to try and flash him because he's a stupid man.
Okay.
Distract him and then kick him off.
Beatrice.
Okay, I like that. I'll let
I
you
thought,
spirit for that.
I thought I knew you.
With
yeah.
a plus one, and what are you going to do?
Adrenaline plus one boost. For movies.
You've changed.
And you know what? Bros before hoes, and she is trying to steal my ride.
All right, brawn to just, like, throw her off or, like, stop the car,
wouldn't it be
I guess.
Spirit to try to not be distracted first, though?
Yeah, it would be
like,
spirit.
A pro
right.
spirit.
You're right. It's spirit. But it's you do get the plus one from the...
School spirit, though, so there you go.
You do get the plus one from adrenaline boost. I like how you guys use your genre points for non-killer-related things.
To screw
once.
Each other over.
Three ones!
Oh, wow.
That, what'd you get?
I'm a main
two,
character.
Three. Oh, he's main, yeah. No, he got three. He got a mat.
Three ones versus two threes.
No, width?
Width doesn't do anything?
Please, wow. Please stop.
Yeah, let's stop that.
Still going.
All right.
Nothing else.
I think we owe Ross money at the end of this game. Yeah. Or like a sincere letter of mine.
We apologize for nothing.
I killed everyone long ago.
I was wrong, going by the rules, and you guys fucking kept rolling matches.
That was your first mistake.
That was my first mistake.
No, your first mistake was inviting all of us over.
That's true. Yeah.
So, all right, here we go.
But Ross knows what he did.
The Ross knows.
In
fairness, it's not disrespect to Ross. We were just meeting the game on the territory it chose.
No, it's no disrespect to Ross. It's disrespect to each other.
Right. That was a given.
Yeah, clearly.
Oh, my God.
I see. All right, from now on, we're actually not going to... We're totally doing it wrong. It's just one person rolling the dice, and the opposing character subtracts their rating from it. So, all right. Yeah, right. it's treated as one roll. It's just like a penalty to it, or a bonus, depending on who's better. All right.
Roll off.
Yeah.
Roll off.
So I'll say, in that case, you guys, you're flash, but you still hold on. So you he's like, he stares, but he's a bro, and he hangs on even when you try and kick him
it's
off.
It's like electricity.
All right.
It actually made him grip harder.
Yeah, it did.
Had the opposite effect.
All right.
Dude!
Alright, so I'll say David's the acting character, you're the
resistant
character.
No, wait, he's trying to high-five someone because he saw breasts and then fall off the Jeep.
Alright, so what are you using? Are you still using brawn to try and knock?
Yeah,
all right,
I'm just
going
to...
What is your rating in that? Is that
my favorite part is that the monster has been banished.
D6.
Alright, what are you trying to use to keep David from... what are you using to resist David's character?
I'm slamming on the brake. So I'm
all right, so that's finesse.
Your
finesse. What's your rating?
D6.
All right, so they're equal. Let's see here. You both have the same. Do either of you have any qualities that would add to that?
I'm dead.
Actually,
is that a quality?
I've got a special thing. Adrenaline rush.
Okay, you're using another two genre. Well, that just adds one die to your roll. So, are you going to use anything? You have a positive quality that would subtract from that.
Snappy dressing.
Witty, self-reliant, resourceful, and talkative.
Resourceful?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it's really a dexterity thing.
Okay,
so, yeah.
That's fine.
All right, so you roll your 5
so six. I don't roll at all.
No, you're just subtracting it, but you're both equally good at this thing.
2 sixes, 2 fives.
All right.
Ooh.
All right, so you
flip
stop
the windshield down, shove her into the back seat, flip the windshield up as I
no,
back
what you
in
do is you stop the you grab the car, you hit the brakes, you lean down
girl
and slam on the back.
World.
The Jeep flips over. This is a horror movie. Both of you, yeah, you're fucking stopping a car during the hurricane at going at top speed. It's going to end poorly for everybody. All of you, anybody in the car needs to make a finesse check with a -1.
What's Claudia's finesse?
We got 2d8s and a d6.
You are resourceful, though.
All right.
Legit? I'm tough.
2 8s.
Oh, you're tough. You're tough.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give you a bonus for that.
You tough.
Claudia's an Army veteran.
This isn't
the first time he's been in a flip Jeep.
So, nothing on Beatrice.
All right.
Well, shouldn't it have been 5 because she's tough?
I had a penalty, apparently.
Oh.
It's a -1, so the tough would have canceled it out, so it would have been...
Yeah, I did 48.
Yeah.
3d8... nothing for hero. They all have 3 survival points, though.
Okay. Well, in that case, they all survive because the most they could lose is
they just
D3.
Crawl out.
And
straight
2 8s for Claudio.
Out
of 8s.
Yeah.
So
all right. So they're bagged and horribly injured. Your Jeep is totaled.
Give it to hero.
But you survive. As you see, the police finally.
I'm gonna. Okay. No. After they crash.
Yeah.
Derek's gonna come. Coming up to the Jeep.
Yeah.
You guys can just park that anywhere.
All right. So, at this point, dawn begins to rise as the storm has passed. The killer is dead. And those
what the fuck, bitch? You totaled my ride!
All right.
This is your fault! Why'd you try to steal my ride in the middle of a storm?
Claudio gets his face. Hey, what's your problem, bro? So,
you stole my ride!
Yeah.
And the camera pans away.
Yes. so that was the festival, and you most of your characters right because I put in way too many secondary characters.
Yeah,
yeah. I still killed about half of them though.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's
more than that.
Yeah. But what's the kill list? So Tom, who did you lose?
I lost my secondary Javier.
So 1. Yeah. How many did you lose, Dave?
I think
you
lost 2
out of the 3 Britons.
Okay, so you lost 2. I lost 1. That's
there
4.
Is one.
Caleb,
no,
you
lost.
I didn't lose anybody.
Okay, actually,
everybody made it.
Oh, wait, okay.
Grigori went down, and then...
Oh, no, wait, I lost both mine, so that's another...
Yeah,
Grigori went down.
Yeah, Grigori went down, and then Carl was killed off-screen, so...
And Bill?
Yeah. Lost both of mine.
So, that's this many.
Yeah.
That's... Oh, 9. There we go. Okay.
Well, both your guys got killed.
Yeah, no, I added that back in. All right,
so, yeah. So 9 characters,
lost
not bad.
Amazing.
I'm
going to
go ahead and call that as a PvP game, and say that I definitely won.
Oh, yeah.
maintaining my undefeated.
Well, Derek Bishop will survive for another day, for another chronicle.
Derek, no, that's in the credits. Derek Bishop will return in whatever. In Derek Bishop versus the World Crime League.
All right, so that was Slasher Flick. Probably better with smaller groups. So,
yeah. Oh my god.
That was pretty ridiculous.
I
kind of
want to run that game now.
Yeah.
I forgot how much we all hate each other.
and you guys roll what you will. So I will see you guys next time.
See ya.
Bye.